Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, setting it off with that straight fire. You're going to get these hands, exclusive music that you will hear for now only on Dirty Basement Radio, getting ready to drop everywhere, worldwide, all platforms on October the 23rd. Shout out to my homegirl Spicy. She got another one with that joint right there. I'm live on the air right now. You can't hit me on the back phone. All right, I'll try to get back at anybody once I jump off the air right quick. I can't talk to you right now, but once again, big shout out to my homegirl Spicy. That's going to be everywhere in a hot minute. I don't know. Somebody really trying to get at me real heavy right now. I might have to run and take this call, y'all. So hold on tight. Hold on tight. Yeah, we're going to bring that song back for a minute because, you know, it's crazy like that. I love this joint right here. Once again, you're going to get these hands. Dirty Basement Radio.
Dirty.
All right. Had to run real quick and take care of some business behind the scenes, you know. Real life and live radio sometimes clash, and, you know, that's just what we have to deal with. So this is live radio, where we keep the show moving. You know what I mean? Big shout out to everybody that's on the early check-in. Definitely appreciate it. Got a lot of hot new music coming from coming for y'all today. My man Two-Face dropped off some new heat. Big shout out to my dude, Shawnee Shine. Looking forward to him and his team being in the building. They dropping off new music also. So, yeah, it's going to be real crazy. We got a couple things we have to discuss. Alright, we got a couple things we got to talk about today. Yeah, I got a lot to play and I got a lot to say. So definitely hold on tight, because it's going to be a bumpy ride out there right now. Quite sure everybody's been aware. It's been a hot topic for the past week or two. Alright, and I hope y'all, before we get into this conversation, I hope y'all have had an opportunity to see that Dave Chappelle special, his latest offering, The Closer, so we can get into a conversation about that. And I know everybody has seen the Meek Mill album cover. You know, dude, a white dude went viral with his rant, all right, about the Meek Mill album cover. He definitely got his 15 minutes of fame regarding that, you know. But there's a couple other aspects of that I definitely want to talk about, you know, because everything isn't always what it appears to be. And, you know, people have these emotional reactions. It's all about the feelings and the emotions without giving it the proper level of thought. So we're gonna touch on both of those subjects today. Definitely want to hear from y'all, see what y'all got to say about it. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Please press that number one button if you want to join the conversation. You got something that you want to say. I see my man Two-Face in the building early. We're going to get him connected. I see my dude Priest is also in the building. He hosts two shows here on Dirty Basement Radio on Monday and Friday at 6 p.m., so make sure that you check him out also. I know he always has a very interesting perspective on things, so definitely want to hear what he has to say about these particular subjects. See a couple of 412 area codes that are in the building also. All right, don't be shy. Welcome to the show. Appreciate that. Press that number one button if you got something that you want to say. All right, let me get my dude Priest connected. Priest, what's the word?
The word is, if you start some ish, it will be a bunch of ish, a bunch of it. And
well, it's about to be a whole boatload today, I guess.
I know that for sure, because now you got people calling me on my phone asking me, am I against trans and all these people? And I said clearly last night on the Listening Room DC, I'm not against anybody at all. I just want you to do your damn job. How about that? And you can keep your sex where you keep your sex. Keep your sex
now,
where you keep your sex.
Okay, well, now, with you saying that, I'm wondering, were they making the connection between, you know, whether you watch the special or whether you are a fan of Dave Chappelle, is that being likened now to being transphobic or homophobic or, you know, whatever the case may be? Are they linking those two things? If you're a fan of Dave Chappelle, then that automatically means that you are anti-homosexual.
Well, look at it this way, bro. The whole time we was trying to get that subject out last night, for some reason my show was getting every time you mentioned Dave Chappelle. I don't even know why I can hear you talking. Right. I don't even know why I can hear you right now, because last night my show was, and every time JP would try to get it out, they was buzzing me like, don't say Dave Chappelle. Well, look, I'm with Dave Chappelle. I watched the show two times. The first time I was high, and the second time I was high again. And I was like, Dave didn't say nothing wrong. He was like, I fucks with everybody, excuse my language. And anybody that works with me, we got this work, let's do this work. I'm going to talk to you straight. I'm going to give it to you straight. So when he said it, that's my position on earth. Based off of being in the radio business, I got friends that try sex you all. You ever heard that?
Not quite. I think I know where you're going with this, but I'm going to let you say it.
Yeah. They try to sex you all, man. They don't care. Male, female, dog, cat, puss. They fit every category. So you just got to watch people for what they doing. You know what I'm saying? And just do you. It's all. That's all I got to say.
Okay. All right. No doubt. But we're going to get a bit more in-depth a little bit later on in the show as we move forward. Definitely let y'all know what my thoughts on both of those subjects are. I'm a man Two-Face in the building, dropping off new music. I see a 718 area code in the building. All right, press that number one button if you want to jump in on the conversation real quick. Let me get Two-Face connected. Two-Face, what's the word?
Man, everything, my G, it's on the grind, you know what I'm saying? Just putting this music out and doing what I do step by step, you feel what I'm saying? Everybody going
yeah,
on,
no
follow me, too. Everybody go and follow me on Two-Face Kanye everywhere.
All right, that's what it is. Make sure you follow him. Brother got a lot of hot music. Now, you dropping off new music today. We got something in the cut that we're going to get into in just a bit.
Yes, sir, man. I'm glad that you got it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always want you to get it first, real talk.
I appreciate that, no doubt, because you know, all right, because we are the independent artist's best friend. I give you all the hottest, newest music from all the hottest independent artists, and, you know, you've definitely been, you know, keeping it stacked. You know, you've been going real heavy the past, couple of months. Definitely looking forward to the new project when that hits the shelves and such. But, keep that exclusive music coming, and, you know, we'll keep it rocking here on Dirty Basement Radio.
Oh, yeah, and then the video is going to be followed up right behind it. You know what I mean? So I'm just making my rounds with this promo joint right now, just promoting it. And, you know, right after it, the video is coming. We already shot the video, so it's just in editing stages right now, just getting the editing right, and that's it. And then it's out there.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're going to get... Now, we're going to get into that song a little bit later on, like I said. Got my man Two-Face in the building, all right? If y'all want to hear that new song, hit me up, 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Let me know you want to hear that new Two-Face straight like that. All right, I got another, my 718, they pressed that number one button. They got something they want to say, want to join the conversation, and we're going to get to some of this music right quick. And, you know, I'll be back with y'all. In a second, but, you know, I got to get to this music real quick, all right? 718, you're live on the air. Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere, what's good?
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I'm calling from 718. My cousin Shawnee put me on. Hey, I even sent some of my music to email. Name of the song is Untouchable. Oh. I'm a new artist out from the BX, High Bridge. The name is C. Nagato Kells. How you doing?
Okay. All right. Everything. Appreciate you calling in and checking out the show. Big shout out to my dude, Shawnee Shine. All right. He told me that, I had invited him to the show, you know, so he could give us, like, the update on what's going on. I know he's doing a lot of things right now, so definitely wanted to get the update on what he got going on. And he told me about his team also. So, yeah, they did send me some music. I got music from a few different artists that they sent me, you know, so we're definitely going to be getting into that a little bit later on in the show once he's in the building also. You know what I mean? So, we'll definitely see what's good.
That's beautiful. Yeah, so as I mentioned, he's my cousin. So, yeah, we all been working on many things. We have projects coming out. I'm coming out with my own project, a new type of genre in the hip-hop world. I call it rap performance, where I'm telling a story with meaning. I'm not just saying the same thing over and over again like most of hip-hop has been for the past decade or so. So I'm bringing forth a positive message, bridging the gap between old school music and new school music. I'm not just it's an album where you really have to listen from beginning to end.
Okay. All right. We'll definitely see if we got some of that music available on deck today. And if not, you know, I definitely welcome you to send it in to Dirty Basement Radio. So definitely hold on tight.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Hang out with us for a while and, you know, vibe out with us.
All right.
That's what it is. All right, bitch it up to all my people in the building. Got a 412. Let me get them connected right quick. Then we're going to get to this music. 412, you're live on the air. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, bro? It's the Custom Beat King, J-Pad the Juggernaut. I'm part of the camp, Legion Houses, with Shawnee Shine, Quiet Storm, Legato. You know, this is what we do. But I'm pretty much the producer. You know, I'm an artist as well. I also... you know, do the engineering on the tracks, mixing the mastering and things of that nature.
Nice. All right, well, definitely welcome to the show. I definitely got the music. I saw a couple of things in the email, so you're definitely all good with that. You know, well, we got a couple, like I told the other gentleman, we got a couple of joints that we're definitely going to be getting to a little bit later on in the show once, Shawnee gets connected. So, you know, once again, you know, salute, welcome to the show. Rock out with us. You know, we got the hottest independent artist right here on Dirty Basement Radio, getting ready to get into some of this music right now. So you can definitely see what I'm talking about.
No doubt.
All right, that's what it is. So, all right, y'all, hold on tight. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. What's happening up with him behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely, you know, on the comeback trail. So, salute to Mr. Raw also. All right, let's jump into some of this music right now. Brand new music coming from Soul Rack. He was in the building a couple of weeks ago and dropped this joint off. Definitely fire. This is Caught You Slipping.
Yeah. A woman's high is calling us to lead a man to a soul so as to unite him with source. Her low is calling us to seduce. Don't get caught slipping, sisters.
She was a beauty queen with finer things. Always wore designer jeans. Only mess with ballers, not men in the minor leagues. Mesmerized men with a swagger and a smile. She break her right in and then she pass up to the pile. Sexual attraction, intellectual attraction. She'll leave your brain dead before you get to know her action. Her curves was majestic with a mocha complexion. Her words was poetic, she was close to perfection. She take you for your papers if you leave your guard down. Love is a movie and she's playing a part now. Everywhere she goes, she leave a trail of destruction. And if she was a queen, she wouldn't sell ya seduction. Before you commit, fellas better test the roots. Change your ways, sisters, before you're destitute. You were born with a purpose, deeper than your surface. Don't get caught slipping, cause it ain't never worth it.
Baby girl, got all the right preparation.
To my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
Baby girl, got all the right
across the
road. Women, make sure you're respected. When you're young and malleable, that's when the drama begins. We talk, never put a woman over money, your friends. The weakest of men, teaching brothers how to be. Preaching the fallacy that my sisters is calling. That's man's lowest calling, pathology, matriculation. Imposing your will on sisters with manipulation. The oldest profession, my boldest confession, is the world's a matriarchy, put the queens in position. Kings protect the queen's strong arm, that she may walk a pathway upon this earth unharmed. That's the highest calling in this battlefield. The black woman is God, that's what's real. Through her womb, life begins, through her heart it returns. Her safety and well-being is my greatest concern. Destroying and building mental conceptions of men and women, cause falling short of your higher self. With my notes in the slip.
Baby girl, got all the right preparation.
Watch for my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
Baby girl, got all the right preparation.
Watch for my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
I know when the truth revealed, it's harder to accept that our children learn from us and follow in our steps. They see right through you, not accepting your disguise. But when they grow up, they use deception on lies. Because it's in your hand to put them on the right course. That's why as a woman, you were meant to be the source. Whatever that you teach them will be your legacy. Keep your head up and be the best that you can be.
We owe it to our sons to properly shine. So that when our time says they'll rise with divine state of mind. Boys to men from a prince to a king, not a self Moses for Godhood, supreme being. Teach them respect for queens, protect the queen, cause she's the best of things, sweetest nectarines. The man is the mind, the woman is the thought it contains. They bring forth the idea, the Trinity is ordained.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Make no mistake about it and accept no imitation.
I am everything you are not. She said she comes faster with her sitting on top. I let her ride to the sunset. She got the whole bottom half of my stomach wet. That super soaker when I start to poke her. And the way she talks to me when I flip her over. Be going at it like some animals. The first time I can't lie, I thought I couldn't handle you. My body shaking had to calm my nerves. Beautiful face, you I thought I didn't deserve. From your curves to your eyes. And when I'm looking in them, it's like looking in the sky. The fuck faces we be trading. The way that we be banging, this love is gang related. I wouldn't trade her for the world. My woman crushed every day, that's my baby girl. Like,
ooh, all I do is think about you, babe. Ooh, I can't
session is memorable. I remember one when we started in the living room. Champagne and Patron. Then you whispered to me, Mouthy, put a porno on. I thought that you was joking, till you rolled up some loud, then we both started smoking. We were so lit, then we took it to the bed, cause it started getting intense. Head grabbing, ass smacking. The neighbors probably thought a crime scene was about to happen. That box heavily drifting, sounded like mac and cheese from every angle I was hitting.
Smack, smack, yeah.
Even you couldn't believe it. You told me, wait, turn the lights on so you can see it. I just can't get enough. And she's the first thing on my mind when I wake up. Like,
shout out to all my area codes in the building. 470, I see you. Hold on tight.
I can't get you off of my mind. You're everything, you're everything, you're everything.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. You just finished listening to Mouth Music and Thoughts of You. Let me jump back to the telephone line right now with that 470 area code. They've been patient. Appreciate that, 470. What's good?
What's happening, my man?
It's all good. What's good with you?
Ain't nothing too much. Chilling, chilling.
I would appreciate you calling, checking out the show. You know what I'm saying? Anybody you want to shout out? Anything on your mind in particular?
Just called to request that Two-Face, Life Done Change.
Okay. All right. We got that on deck. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. And what's your name, brother?
Wood.
All right. All right. We got Two-Face in the building. You want to holler at him real quick?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah, think about that for a minute. Like, all right, yeah. All right, Two-Face, man. You got your mans and them in the building.
Yo, what up, Jay? What's going on with you, man? I appreciate you calling in, you heard?
Ain't nothing too much, man. Ain't nothing to it.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. If you want to stick around and, you know what I mean, enjoy the show, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, got to do that.
For sure.
I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we got the hot joints. We got that new Two-Face joint that's coming up in just a minute. So let all your mans and them know we got that on deck so they can all be tuned in. They can be tapped in. All right, when we definitely drop that, we world premiere that new Two-Face joint in a couple of minutes. All right?
I appreciate it, man.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. But, you know, now we got the topics of the day. We have the topics of the day. We're talking about the Dave Chappelle backlash from his latest special and also that Meek Mill album cover. Now, I want to touch on that Meek Mill joint first, all right, because dude went, you know, I'm quite sure everybody, y'all saw the white dude, and he goes on social media, and he had his rant, and a lot of people picked up on it, and, you know, people were giving their thoughts about what he had to say regarding that particular album cover. Now, there's always been a debate for a long time about what's appropriate, what's inappropriate, what's pornographic, what's obscene. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not quite sure. Now, some people might say that that qualifies as at least one of those, if not all of them. Now, I think, for one thing, that if it was well, I'll get to that in a second. The discussion has been Mill alone, all right? Now, of course, the artist or anybody who's out there in the public square they're going to use whatever's available to them, whatever means or media they have to them to advertise their product, their service, whatever it is that they want to put out there for people to buy, you know, people to buy and support. But he can't put those ads out by himself. Now, when you're dealing with, you know, because some stuff I had looked into for my own benefit, when you're dealing with advertisement like that, you're not just dealing with the bus company or the entity. You're also dealing with an advertising agency, all right? Because the bus company, they outsource that to an advertising agency, and they deal with that. So all of this has to go in. It's going to have to be approved, and of course, the bus company themselves, they're going to have the last word on it. But there's been no conversation about the bus company's involvement or their culpability, because the ad got approved apparently. They're like, okay, we're going to put it on the bus. We're going to parade around town, up and down, around, you know, with this on the side of our bus for all to see. All right? In my mind, they're just as complicit. If you're going to consider that album cover is wrong, if you're going to say that the album cover is wrong, or we shouldn't do the album cover, you know, it shouldn't be out there like that, it's disgusting, whatever the case may be, then you're going to have to put some of that weight on both the bus company and the advertising agency along with Meek Mill. Now, that's my first point. Let me get a little bit of feedback, what y'all think about that. Let me go to my man, let me go to Priest first and see what his thoughts may be on that. Priest, what do you say? Does the bus company hold some responsibility? Does the advertising agency hold some responsibility? Do you even think that the album cover is wrong? Do you have a problem with it?
Let me ask the first question first. Is the album cover charting right now, and the album and the music in it already? Without even hearing the music, barely, just the album controversy alone, the album cover controversy, he goes to sell 30 million copies just because of that. Can you hear me?
I can dig it. I'm quite
okay.
Sure. I mean, that's all part of the promotion.
I'm into the business part, man. I'm into the business. Mm-hmm. Who mad, get mad. My house no pay. My people house no pay. You mad, that's get a job. Come hang out, you get some work. Plain and simple. Artists have to get paid. Bus company have to get paid. Everybody got to get paid. So who is it that's not getting paid running their mouth? Because that's what it's about at this point. Somebody not getting paid opening their mouth about their opinion. About people, you can't take food out of people's mouth, bro. I kid you not. You can't do that. And that ad alone got him the notoriety he need. So everybody in the ad agency is going, yay, we getting paid. Plus a percentage of a bonus of that shit. They getting paid for sure. Okay? The record company getting paid. Meek Mill going to get him a little, you know, a little couple more ads and shit. Come on, man. It's a win-win for everybody except for the guy that's disgruntled.
Personal okay. Opinion. All right. All right. So my man Priest is looking at it purely from a business point of view. He's like, well, you know, the promotion has been successful. All right. Everybody's jumping up and down in the boardroom. They clapping. You know, they're looking at the, you know, the sales and the streams and, you know, the controversy behind it. Everybody's talking about it, including us here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right. Apparently, he has no problem with it. All right. It's all good. All right. Let me hear what some of y'all may have to say about that also. Two-Face, what's your thoughts on it?
As far as what, Meek Mill's album cover?
Well, first of all, I mean, do you have a problem with the cover itself? You know, do you think that the cover is obscene or pornographic or anything along those lines?
I mean, first of all, it's cartoonish. You know what I'm saying? For one,
uh-huh.
It's not even real life. I mean, it's
right.
it's art. You know what I'm saying? Two is art, you know. It's plenty of what happened to all those cartoons that they had. They was half naked with just their underwears on. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. You know, they was making a lot of money when the Flintstones and so forth was, you know, wearing a little bit of nothing on and this, that, and the third, and Bart Simpson and all these people, all these cartoon characters. I mean, his cover is cartoonish. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's a real life picture of someone that looks like you're exploiting someone's body like that. It's cartoonish. Get over it. Like, these people are tripping.
Okay.
Which you okay. know how it is nowadays. People are real.
Okay, I got
real, real sensitive.
Yeah. real sensitive about things. I definitely feel what you're coming from. But what we're talking about here is, and you know, you touched on it when you said it. This is art. So we are talking about whether it's stand-up comedy, because that's art. Or we're talking about music. That's art. So this is art. And I was going to go into that aspect of it in a little while. I'm going to the art aspect of it in a little while. And you're right, you know, as I'm inclined to say about just about everything, we've seen this movie before. We've seen this before. You know what I'm saying? But now, even though it is, quote, art, I asked the question on IG, can art go too far? So do you think there's a point where art can go too far?
I mean, it all depends on, I guess, where they're trying to go with it. You know, art is art at the end of the day. You know what I mean? With Michelangelo and they was doing all that they were doing back in the days and so forth, what's the difference with then and now?
Gotcha.
As far
okay.
as art.
Gotcha. All right, let me go to 718 real quick and see if they want to add to this conversation. 718, you're live on the air. You got anything you want to say? 718 just holding on tight. I don't think they want to get into this, so maybe they got a little bit distracted. Let me go back to this 470 area code, and I see my dude JP in the building also. We're going to get to JP in a minute. 470, you got any thoughts on this?
There's nothing wrong with it in this expression. Like Two said, it's art.
Right.
What if the white mm-hmm. guy was long time Meek Mill hater?
Who's a long time Meek Mill hater?
The white guy.
Oh, the white guy. Okay,
him.
Okay. So
I seen his
okay,
rant.
So I mean, have you seen him before, or the first time you saw him was the rant?
That first time I seen him, but I said, "What if?"
Okay. All right. No doubt. Well, he definitely had his 15 minutes of fame. No doubt about that. Appreciate that, 470. Let me go to 412 real quick before we get back to some more music. 412, you're live on the air. You got any thoughts on the Meek Mill situation? No, 412, they may be a little bit off to the side right now. We'll see if we get back to them. Let me go to JP real quick. JP, what's happening with you? 516, I see you. Hold on tight. JP,
peace,
what's happening?
Peace to the planet. Yeah, I just wanted to say that that may be art to some people, but I think Marvin Gaye's Dance With Me, or, you know, that I Want You, whatever, that his Marvin Gaye's album cover was art. You know what I'm saying? And that was risque to a lot of people. I think Meek Mill shit is trash. That's what I think. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah, he might be getting money off it. And, you know what I mean? He even got this. I even listened to a couple of the tracks where I think it's shitty. But I got some other issues with Meek, but I think he's just giving into the degradation of black people. It's really the degradation of everyone except for the slave masters, but he's just giving into the degradation of black people. And you know what I mean? If somebody sells crack, this is how I see it. If somebody sells crack, they'll sell anything. You know what I mean? So to me, it's crack music. It's like listening to 2 Chainz. It's crack music, like Kanye said. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I see it. So you got to take it for what it is. You know what I mean? So I think it's trash.
All right. All right, my man JP said it's straight trash. All right, that's about as harsh you can get, I guess. 516, you're in the building. Talk to me. 516, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. All right, you press that number one button, you got to hold on. All right, I'll come back to you, see if you're ready. All right, looks like I got my man Black Caesar in the building. Black Caesar, what's good with you?
Hey, you got a good subject there. I'm going to have to agree with Two-Face. Being an artist myself, I was looking at that cover. Now, see,
I knew you would
like
that. That's
my...
why I hit you. I knew you would like it.
It took me a while. I first saw that on your site on Instagram, and I said, wow, that's a smoking piece of artwork. I wonder what that has to do with the show. Now you tell me that it's Meek Mill. See, here's the thing. My man in the art world, Andy Warhol, was a famous man that said that art is whatever you can get away with. So now, like I'm going to tell you, yeah, I studied this stuff in school. So now, if Picasso does this and he does all the naked women, oh, that's good because that's Picasso. So now he's drawing white women on there. So now we got this artist, because separate the artist from the music, we got this artist drawing black women on there. That looks like one of these new NFT that you see popping all over the place. So he's got black people on there, and now it's not art. It's too much. It's, you can't make a judgment on art. You can't take business people. The bus people approved it because it's art, and then you want to critique whether it's good art, it's bad art. The work is doing its job, because if it's got you talking, then that tells you that the artist did his job, was to make a discussion. So I think the thing is really good. Now, I don't know about the music end of it, but if you want to take a look at something similar to that, Miles Davis came out way back in the late 60s with one called Bitches Brew, and it had it had some serious artwork with, you know, naked bodies on there. Go look at the cover of the Bitches Brew and okay, the title of it, you know, and he was able to, because it was art. So that's what I think we got to look at, is like you said, the music is an art form, and that's an art form. But now we want to downplay because he's got black people on an art form. Oh, that's right. Yeah, there should only be white people. No.
Got you. All right. Well, you definitely, alluded to another part of my argument with that, because there always seems to be, well, this is America, so you're going to have that aspect. There's a racial aspect to everything that happens, everything that goes on, even with so-called cancel culture. All right, cancel culture has seemed to me that it definitely has a racial aspect to it in regards to, you know, who it targets, who it goes after, who it, you know, tries to put pressure on, and who they determine in their mind needs to be canceled. All right, and if you take a look at it, I don't think you can really argue that point. But let's get back to the art point. All right, you alluded to it. Two-Face alluded to it. We've seen this before. All right, we've all seen, statues, Greek statues, Roman statues, these guys butt naked with their dick out. All right, you can go to some parks and different kind of places. You can see that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. You know, we've seen the National Geographic on TV, National Geographic magazines and such, with, you know, the different Aborigines and different people, you know, with their titties out. We've seen this. But as Black Caesar is saying, it's not always the what, it's the who.
There you go.
And in this case,
I saw one in a top-level art magazine called Art in America, and a woman is in a TV set, and the name of the work is something like Vagina Head. She's got a vagina on her face on the TV. Now, you don't have a problem with that, and that's in the Museum of Modern Art, you know, one of the big stuff in New York. So how are we having a problem with Meek Mill's album cover? And some of these artists can get away with that in the Museum of Modern Art, and that's selling for like millions. What Meek Mill ought to do is turn that baby into an NFT and auction that artwork off, you know, to like for $2 million and, you know, use part of the proceeds to help out, you know, Black Lives Matter or some other cause.
Well, it might be a little bit too late for that, you know, being that he got it already plastered all over every bus in Philly. So it might be a little bit too late for that, but that's definitely a good idea for another artist that, you know, may want to, you know, do something along those lines. But I was talking to another one of my dudes, you know, DJ Johnny Quest, and we were having the same conversation. And like I said, we've seen this before. You know, we went through this, you know, and we had the opportunity to have a Fresh Kid Ice on Dirty Basement Radio a few years ago, you know, before he passed away. And, you know, that whole conversation was definitely had about that particular era, because, you know, if there was any one group that they really went after hard body as far as being obscene and a group that folks was really objected to, it was definitely Two Live Crew. So we've been down this road before, but now here we are in the 21st century, and we're back around with this again. I agree with you, gentlemen. You know, this is art. Would I like to see it rolling on every bus in my hood? No, I wouldn't. I don't think that's the place for it, you know, but it is what it is. You know, we've seen, like Black Caesar said, we've seen all kind of crazy album covers in the past, but it was pretty much, you know, relegated to those store shelves. And you see it there, you buy it there, you get it there, you take it home. You know, it wasn't necessarily all up in your face everywhere you turn your head to. So, you know, that gives it like a whole nother, like a whole nother aspect to it. But as far as it being, as far as it being wrong, as far, I mean, people are going to have their own opinion, but as far as it being, you know, objectionable, I don't really find it so. Once again, everybody's going to have their own opinion, but it does exist as a piece of art. I definitely disagree with the placement, and that's where, if there's any problem I have with it, that's definitely where the problem lies. 563-999-3050. Having a little conversation right here at Dirty Basement Radio, giving you the hottest music and the realest talk. I got some new music coming up from Two Face and a couple of my other folks that's definitely in the building looking for my dude Shawnee Shine to be jumping in at any minute. I see what's really good. Big shout out to all my area codes that are in the building. I see your 404 area code. Don't be shy. Press that number one button. 347. Press that number one button. I see you. All right, that's what it is. I think we're going to get ready to jump into that new Two-Face right now. I think that's what we're going to do. Two-Face.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me pull this joint up right now. Let's get ready to get into it as we get ready to jump into another music segment right quick. We're going to set it off with this brand new joint that you blessed me with. Now, I am a little bit confused because the email said one thing, but the actual title of the song, when I downloaded it, it was something else.
Okay, that's because the engineer, my engineer, tagged it how he want to tag it. And people don't take instructions.
You need to fire him. You need to fire him. You need to get fired.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, at a minimum, he need to be fined. Yeah, you know, that nigga fine.
Right.
Like, nigga,
you
know what I'm saying? Your next session is free, nigga.
What about the album cover?
Right, but not the album cover. I like that. But yeah, man, so, yeah, man, we will have that discuss, that talk next time I send something to him, another session to him. Like, you know, look, make sure you tag it. That's very important for the DJs, the program directors, even people that's uploading it to their phones and so forth. When it goes into your phone, it's not saying what the actual title of the song and artist. And it's crazy, man. But no, this is my new joint called Life Has Changed. You know what I mean? We about to hit y'all real hard this one. Life has changed for me. I'm sure life has changed for you. That's if, you know what I mean, you're growing and you're maturing and you're making bigger moves. You get into that paper. Let's go.
Joints you gotta appreciate.
I need a moment of silence. Let's kill the violence. You gave them a promise. I need more commas. For the money and the fame, while you was boarding that plane, they recognizing my name. I got a lot to gain from everybody who came to watch me do my thing. It's a beautiful thing when everybody was saying those words brought me your ring. Your boy is a true king. I'm Afrocentric. I said it, I meant it now. I'm just getting them started. So dearly departed. Hip-hop, I bought it. So many years recorded. But they trying to get rid of it. Damn, are they illiterate? That's so unfortunate. They will never admit it.
Ayo, one chain.
Ayo, one chain.
We done made it, boy. For real. To the top, boy.
This is the life we wanted. My jewels, I got a flaunt it. Now they all want to wear it. I hope you spiritually hear it. For listening to my music, I hope you all could use it on the road to the riches. When you got that feeling from an original vision, I'm just trying to come with it. I'm a born American, like why is that irrelevant? This is a plantation, got no time to be wasted. Man, woman, and child, let's all show him a smile. For playing your part well, now the music gon' sell. I'm nourishing them like hell, they must have thought I would fail. I ain't going back to jail, on everything I prevail. Those who believed in me when I did it for free.
I sent you the wrong song, bro.
You sent me the wrong song?
I sent you the wrong damn song.
Oh, man.
Well,
the song is
high
regardless, man. You see how things happen nonetheless. All right, y'all heard it here on Dirty Basement Radio. My man Two-Face, he in the building, but he sent me the wrong song. Oh, that's crazy.
Damn, I sent the wrong song. What the fuck? Man,
all right, well, it's definitely all good. It's definitely all good. It's still a heat rock. I remember when y'all heard that first on the sneak tip. Don't tell nobody. Y'all wasn't supposed to hear that. Y'all was so all right. So
what we go out here.
All right, so, yeah, right, so
cover.
What we got? All right, so y'all just gotta forget y'all heard that. I'm gonna go get the gadget from Will Smith from Men in Black, and I'm gonna zap y'all. So y'all forget y'all heard that.
What the album cover all right, look like?
What up?
Look, sincere. I'm sending you the right song right now. If you're not able to play it today, cool. Maybe next week, but I'm gonna send you the right one right now. My bad on that. The album cover, I got a girl. I'm standing at a bar with a girl. She's a waitress pouring a drink, pouring me a drink. Life done changed. It's a beautiful thing. Let's celebrate.
All right, no doubt. We're going to get that one on as soon as possible. If not this week, we'll get it on next week. All right, but you got an exclusive joint nonetheless. I never know what might happen here on Dirty Basement Radio, so tune in every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, big shout out to all my area codes in the building right now. Definitely appreciate the support. Definitely appreciate that. Shout out to my 202s, my 678s, my 718s, my 412s, my 470s, my 484s, my 516s. Definitely love all of y'all. My 917s, thank you so much. My 347s, my 404s, definitely appreciate it. All right, get ready to jump back into some more of this music right now. You know what I'm saying? Two-Face, you're crazy. But it's all good. All right, brand new music coming from my dude, Sedan. It's another heat rock, Dirty Basement Radio, giving you that fire. We got Go With No coming up a little bit. Got my man, Shawnee Shine, and his team. All right, some of them are in the building right now. We got music from them coming up. So, yeah, I'm going to be going on overtime today. All right, I'm already ready for it. But it's all good. This is Sedan, and you know we getting it. I hope y'all get it.
Like dominoes in casinos, parties till you drop, then you off all my Negroes. I'm a headline with my gold mine, punchline. Pass the moonshine, recline, watch you go blind. Watch the outline and watch me shine. I'ma get mine if you test me, cock my dog, K-9. No more fantasies, mysteries, this ain't a comedy. I keep a gully, drinking on 40s and nature is naughty. In the premiere, through this final frontier. Indies a show, son, that paid the cashier. You were run inside, through this lyrical homicide. And yo, ass to this, yo. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. 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 It's been a while since I've written from my soul. Sometimes I feel like I quit it. What we living for, fighting for, killing for. Nothing on this planet is worth dying for. Sometimes that's not enough. Some claim to be real and others are on the block. Brothers locked in handcuffs on third strike. I just buried two of my guns last night.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, that's my dude, Sedan, the God of Sound. Definitely a banger right there. That's called Getting It. All right, while we waiting on my dude, Shorty Shine, I think I'm going to throw it back with a Shorty Shine classic. This is Brand Up.
Shorty Shine. Double S.
Know it, y'all.
That's fan club.
Shout out, Rose.
I need the bag, but I need the bag. 20, $50, bills, pop a tag. I got money on my mind, money on my mind, money on my mind, money on my mind.
Can't get the brand up. Go outside and take the pin up. Run, run it with a phantom. Shoulder, shoulder with a blimmer. Got me handed with the handlers. Running scammers with the scammers. Credit card came bananas. Hit the traffic with the scammers. Green panda coming from Atlanta while I'm tearing down that eye to weather. Never, never, never knowing better. But I'm swerving all in that bad weather. When the dope was falling on lots of panel. Why live the life that I was born to handle? Pulling at the sun as I brought a candle. I shine, shine, put them on the mantle. I had to get money up on that avenue. You in the middle, that's that path. Dudes in that 12-12 mid. Night ignore with a block of food, one black move, more coke than a pack of the mule. Underground in the alley with two, with that dope of purple angel. Who fucking up that runner? Tell the boy don't fuck that runner. Boy turn the boy into a number. Who the fuck won't fuck that runner? Who fucking up the whole runner? Wait.
Bag, bag,
wanted was a bag, can't give me what I had. Got the story of the rag, need the story of the cat. For the storybook in, I can feel the thunder get thin. And I wait a minute, chapters in, to read about the end again. I'm in the back wind, so I make the breeze. And I want the smoke, so I go to sleep. And I die for you if you live for me. That's true for Sean, so simply. It's no sympathy, it's no empathy. If you ain't a part of this sympathy, hey, you can be in that sympathy. So now we ain't letting you down. We the ones that bring the sun up. We the ones that bring the sun up.
There you go. This is yours truly, Black Caesar X, live and direct. And when we're not broadcasting, we're listening to the Dirty Basement Radio Show with DJ Sincere. All right, this is Black Caesar X. I'm out. Back to you, Nelly.
Yeah, shout out to my dude Black Caesar. He's in the building right now. So I guess I finally get to ask you, man, who is Nelly that you was getting? Who is Nelly?
Well, see, that's one of my secret operatives that I work with. So that's the one that's back in the studio that handles all the, you know, the technological stuff and the, you know, making the show appear in different places in Africa and the, all that stuff, and it handles the shark. He's also a shark trainer.
Oh, okay, okay, got you. Okay, so Nelly, you know what I'm saying, he wears a couple of different hats. So you mean to tell me that the guru has a guru?
Exactly, and the guru that I have may not actually be a he. So that's just,
oh,
you know.
Oh, okay, okay,
see, now
got
I'm saying,
you,
Nelly,
you
thinking about the rapper. You thinking about the rapper. Black Caesar ain't rolling like that, you know.
Oh, okay, I got you. I got you, pimp. No doubt, I feel you. All right, but it looked like that last song did the trick. Looked like I got my dude Shawnee Sean in the building right now. Shawnee, what's happening?
Hey, yo, you already know, Bronx Life and all life, and all of that. It's a wonderful world to be a part of, man. What's going on?
Now, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Good to have you back in the building. It's been a minute since you've been on these airways, man. So welcome back to the Dirty Basement.
Oh, man. You know, this home, man. My keys still fit in the door, man. You ain't got to welcome me. My keys still work.
All right. That's what's up, man. Appreciate it. So, you know what I'm saying? Give us the update, man. What's been going on? You know what I'm saying? I got, you know what I'm saying? A few of your folks was on the check-in early. I think we still got them in the building also. You know what I mean? So, you know, why don't you start to give us the update a little bit on what's been going on in the world of Shawnee Sean?
Hey, yo, man. First things first, man. Shout out to Legion House, man. That's my heart right there, man. Shout out to J-Pass. Shout out to J-Bomber. Shout out to Quiet Storm. Shout out to Cena Gospel. Shout out to R. Hendrix. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, so basically, you know, we done got together, man. We done got together, sort of making some moves of our own, you know what I'm saying? Kind of got tired of searching and having to do business with unfamiliar people. And we just a collection of folk who gravitated toward one another, you know, more off the strength, you know what I'm saying? It really started off the strength, and then we started building it on the business, and then now it's like we kind of unstoppable. You see what I'm saying? We got J-Pad got this new project coming out, this new EP coming out called No Names, and that joint's going crazy. We gonna drop that unexpectedly. We got the single, the Mako joint, that's coming out on the 20th. You know what I'm saying? Quiet Storm got the Mr. Right coming out right behind that. Charlie got this other joint. I can't even remember the name of C joint, but I love it so much, yo. This project is so crazy, man. And J-Pad was able to help me put together. Now we got Kids. We four songs away from finishing that up, so it's a great time to be alive, man.
Okay, that's what it is, man. You busy, that's what's up.
Yeah, I'm busy, man. Then on top of that, you know, I got the baby, man. Just had my first child, man. She just turned 2, so, you know, she keeping me running, you know, head to toe.
On your toes,
so
right, on your toes.
On my toes, man. Yo, this kid's so smart, man. She got me on my toes. It's a wonderful time to be alive, man. I'm telling you, yo.
That's what's up. All right, I think I still got one of your folks in the building. Let me see if I can get them reconnected. 412, you still with me? 412, you in the building?
Yo, what up?
All right, no doubt. We got Shorty in the building right now, so we're getting into it.
Yes, sir. It's J-Pad, the juggernaut, the custom beat king. You know what I'm saying? Been around the game for a long time. And as Shawnee said, we definitely kind of like linked up on a divine intervention kind of like thing, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody kind of like came together and decided to become a collective, and the product is very powerful. It's very powerful. Ooh. And I think that the people is going to move to it when they hear it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of variety, a lot of different types of things. By me being a custom beat king, that means that, you know what I'm saying, ain't no style I'm unfamiliar with. You feel me? So I can summon it up at any given point in time, and it just so happens to fit in with everybody's program with what we're doing as a collective. And I couldn't be more happier about it. You know what I'm saying? I got a long tenure in the game. I've been producing for about 30 years. You know what I'm saying? And some of your names that are very familiar out there, like Miss Toy, she's the voice on Ice Cube's You Can Do It, Put Your Back Into It. I just released the album with her this year. Yeah, I just released the album with her this year from the West Coast. And then I got tracks with Busy Bone and all kind of different types of artists, Project Pat, you name it, man. You know what I'm saying? I done did a little bit of everything. But I also have a real strong home in that hip-hop sound. So by me, you know, creating this project with these guys, man, I couldn't be more than happy.
All right, that's what it is. So why don't we get ready to get into some of this music right now? All right, let's start it off with this joint right here. I got a joint called Stomp On Shit, so why don't you introduce that record?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my shit right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right, all right. So, you know,
I got into a lyrical bag, so, you know, check it out, man.
All right, let's get into it right now. We got the artist in the building. This is J-Pad. This is Stomp On Shit. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's what I tend to do. Watch. Yeah. I'm gonna stomp.
Oh,
your brand new music from an artist that got some serious credits in the game. That's J-Pad and Stomp On Shit. Yo, J-Pad.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
All right. That's what it do.
Hey, Yeah, man, that's coming on the project. No names. It's only going to be 3 songs, you know what I'm saying? But I think 3 songs is all I need to send the message that I'm trying to, you know, traject on that particular type of wave. And, you know what I'm saying? Then later this year, I got a project called Social Threshold, which is really going to, you know, challenge people's minds about really how the timeline go and how people are really, like, you know, not paying attention to a lot of the negativity is being spread around, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's going to be one to check. And it's going to come in December.
Okay. All right. I'm definitely looking forward to the, you know, new projects when it drops. Sound like your dude's going to be definitely flooding the streets and the airways with a lot of, you know, a lot of new music. So we're definitely looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That's exactly what I do, man. I get involved and I get to stomping.
All right, that's what's up. Now, Shawnee, now you've been involved with some other things also. You want to talk about some of those other endeavors?
Yeah, so, you know, we still pushing the Success Society Clothing Line. What's up, sis? How you feeling? We still pushing the Success Society Clothing Line. We pushing this On Point Clothing Line, man. Shout out to my man QS. You know what I'm saying? That's really like what we working on right now, man. We working on this group project. We working on these clothing lines, man. We working on securing these commercials. They be getting at us about, yo, we want y'all to, you know, we want to license some music for the commercials and so on and so forth. So, you know, it all really started, you know, once you could pull it together, sit down, get a plan going, or just get on the same vibe with some individuals. And the plan just really started coming together. Like, all these things just started pulling back up together. So also, man, not for nothing, we got a hell of a show coming up November 21st. We got a hell of a show coming up November 21st. We promoting this Social Threshold joint, secret location in Brooklyn. I'll let you know about it, though, big homie. Don't even worry. I'll let you know.
Okay, no doubt. Looking forward to that. Be in the building and check out some brand new shit, you know what I'm saying? Some authentic shit. Definitely looking forward to that. But, you know, you blessed me with some new joints. Also, we got some new music coming from Shawnee Shine.
Yeah.
Shawnee,
yeah. So, yo, man. Yeah, I'm right here, yo. You know, I'm in the Bronx, and it's loud in the streets. You know that, man. It's loud in the streets in the Bronx, yo. So, J-Pad and I, man, we got this project coming together. This now we got Kids Project, man.
Yeah.
And,
man,
we've been working real hard on that. He really helped me bring that to life. Because I don't know if you remember, big homie, but I had put the project together before on some beats I couldn't really make moves with, and I had to shut that project down. And he helped me bring it back to life. I thought it was dead. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was dead. And the project means so much to me. Like, when you play the 2 joints that I sent, you're going to see how heartfelt and how real the story is. And you're going to know why. Like, it really broke my heart when I couldn't put it out. But then J-Pad came together, sold my shit together. And so now we about to put this out. So I really hope y'all enjoy these joints, man.
Okay. All right, well, let's see about getting into this joint right now. You got a joint here called Babysitting. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Oh.
All right, so, yo, you know what, man? Babysitting. All right, because now we got kids, right? It's ran from 2 standpoints of dealing with children. It's done it from 1, before you have kids and you were living a life that's not really well put together, and your ideology for love for youth, right? And then as you have your own kids, the ideology for love for youth changes. It becomes so much more personal. So babysitting, I'm just going to say that, and then you play the joint, yo, because the joint crazy and it kind of speaks for itself.
All right, well, let's get into it right now. Brand new music coming from Shawnee Shine. You know, sounds like this is really a heartfelt joint. So let's get into it right now. This is Babysitting.
Babysitting.
this ain't the trap, this home where my uncle tied up and shoot smack in his arm. Not related through the blood, we related through the mud, like more through the tar. Got his skin all charred, and I wish to my lord that he only smoked hard. But he was doing this since the Vietnam War, and the only been coming around so far. But I do love him more than my pop brother, and that's the first child of my grandmother. I got him to his chair, I pull up his covers, drawing on the needle while I gauge the numbers. Hand it over to unk, have a nice slumber. Oh, and I'ma be right here when you fall out of heaven and land in your chair. Oh, or I'ma be right here if you don't leave heaven and you don't mean to cheer. Oh, or I'ma be right here when you fall out of heaven and land in your chair. Oh, or I'ma be right here if you don't leave heaven and you never need your chair. Yo, I trip out on the block, I call a son cuz. He be crippin' on the corner like a motherfucker. I get the holy son while we run numbers. We ain't made it to the playground all summer. It worked the mother, never met the mother. But the homie told me she a bad drunkard. Guzzling the Henny in the weed pumper. Had to dump her when she turned into a nose bumper. Can't let the boy see his mom suffer. We looked at one another, we could share the thunder. He looking up at the Rain Brothers. Pop the umbrella so we'll never take them under. Cause I'ma be right here when you graduate pre-K, cause you my little man. Oh, or I'ma be right here when you come home from Franklin, a grown-ass man. Man, that's the love you get from babysitting. From the needle to the grave, from the cradle to the prison. Yeah, man, that's the love you get from babysitting. From the needle to the grave, from the cradle to the prison.
Man, new music coming from Shawnee Shine on some real thought-provoking joint right there. Have to listen to that a little bit. All right, what was your frame of mind when you was writing that?
Yeah, like I was saying, that shit real. Like, that's my life, you know, and I'm not even a frame of mind, just what I thought was needed to be shared to get this point across, man. Like, it changes. All right, I say this mostly because I faced a few of the things that I figure made people wrong from forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, just being all real. Your mind races from 0 to 1,000. And if your mind stay on 1,000, sometimes the fear kicking, the fears will push a lot of people away from their responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just human. But at the end of the day, you going into this perhaps with the old concept of love. Perhaps your concept hasn't changed. Perhaps your concept hasn't changed, and you've experienced it just in this manner, right? So I need you to know that I've been there too, but I need you to know that it changes once you have your own, once you get into the responsibility. So there's just like, yo, sharing every part of what I've experienced with children, I felt was very, very important. And that's where my mind state was. That's why I pulled that particular story out of my book and JPEG, and I laid that joint down right in the crib too, yo.
Okay. All right, that's what's up.
Bro.
All right, well, I'm having a little bit of trouble pulling up that next joint. So what we're going to do, we're going to switch gears a little bit because normally during this particular time, we'd be doing the Go or No segment. And, you know, definitely wanted, you know, you and your folks to be, you know, involved with that. So while I see if I can get that other joint together, why don't we switch gears and go into this week's edition of Go or No. So
oh, yeah, I'm loving
let's
how
see
that,
about
man.
That. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't get on the Go and Know in a minute. This is where I start. The Go and Know, ayo, everybody. Yo, the Go and Know is where I started. Ayo, big homie, you know. Once he starts talking about this, you know I'm going about the past. You already know. The history book opens
I will
up
let him know.
Hell,
let him know.
Yo. You know what I'm saying? Ayo, real talk, Birdie Bass is where I got my start, my everything, man. Right off that going on, man, gave me the feeling that, yo, people are really listening, man. I never had that feeling until I came across Sincere Spare My Joint and a going on. And I got to go. I got to go to the point where Sin blasted my whole mixtape on the radio show one day, man. So, The Go and Know is real precious to my heart, man. That's why I'm glad that the homies is here saying, "Joy, you with me, man," because this is where I started. This is home right here. I don't care how dirty this basement is. That couch mine.
Ah, you stupid. All right, we're seeing if we can get this together now. All right, my system seemed like it want to act up a little bit today, but we're going to see if we can get this right. Live radio sometimes, you know, has its own difficulties. Isn't that right, Priest? I look like I might have lost Priest too. Priest, where you at?
I'm right here, bro. Can you hear me? I ain't let them.
Okay.
All right,
little something. This is like a little bit fuzzy. It's a little bit fuzzy, but, you know, we'll definitely see if we can make it work. All right, I guess he must be out there hanging out in the park with the kids. All right, doing the damn thing. All right, enjoying
right
the day.
On.
It was nice. Yeah, it was a nice day here in New York City, no doubt. But let's see if we can get into this going on now. All right, let me just give a quick disclaimer. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. Unfortunately, he can't be here right now to partake in this going on, unfortunately. But we're going to carry on as best we can without him. So let me see if I can do this right. Hold on, y'all. Let me see if I can do this right. Edition of Go or No. Got a few independent artists and maybe some not so independent artists that's in the queue today. Big shout out to the 703 area code that just popped into the building. Definitely appreciate that. All right, now any artist is welcome. All right, if you want to submit your song, send it on through to drtybsmntmp3@aol.com, and we'll definitely see about getting your joint here on the Go or No. Now I don't listen to these songs ahead of time. All right, I'm listening to it for the first time right along with you. All right, so we all get to hear it for the first time together. All right, now I welcome the artists and their supporters to call in and support the show and support your own music, because if you don't and if my folks don't like it, well, let's just say it could get kind of ugly. All right, if y'all missed last week's show, you might want to go to the archives and check out last week's edition of Going No, because it really got kind of crazy. All right, big shout out to my dude KV and big shout out to Mrs. KV. They were in the building last week and we definitely had a real good time. All right, so I encourage, all right, artists and their supporters to call in, because, you know, my man Black Caesar, he's ready with the sharks. All right, he got the certified shark trainer and all of that. So he ready. All right, he ready. So if your joint don't make the cut, all right, it's going to go overboard. The shark's going to get fed real good this week. I don't know. They still might be full from last week, because, last week, and he still might have some bodies in the freezer. He still might have some bodies in the freezer from last week so he can feed the shark. So hopefully we'll have a better week this week. All right, so let's see what we could do with that. Now, of course, if you're too shy for the telephone, you're welcome to hit me up on social media. All right, follow me on IG and Twitter at Dirty Basement. That's Dirty Basement with no vowels. DRTYBSMNT. All right? At both IG and Twitter. All right, let me see, let me see, let me see. Let me get it together right now. Live radio could be a challenge sometime. All right, here we go. First song up on deck we're going to get into today. Let me just make sure I got my panel together. Two-Face, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Now, we got that song, so we're going to see if we can get that on today's show. I got that, so we're going to see if we can get it right this time.
Right, man. I appreciate you, my brother.
All right, hold on tight.
I'm getting inboxes right now. Like, yo, that song is hot, bro. What's really going on with you?
All right, super exclusive. Well, unfortunately, it's not like back in the days when we'd be sitting around the radio with our tape recorders and whatnot, taping the radio shows. All right, so y'all just better enjoy what y'all heard this time. It was a sneak peek. All right, it was a leak. That song leaked today live on Dirty Basement Radio. So just enjoy it for what it was. I hope you enjoyed the moment. All right, I hope you enjoyed the moment. All right, that's it. That's it. All right, Two-Face says I'm not allowed to play that record no more, so I can't play that record no more. All right, so that's gonna go way into the back of the vault right now. All right, but that's it. All right, let me make sure my man Priest is. All right, let me make sure my man Priest is ready to go. Priest, you with me? You ready for this going now?
Yeah. Guess what? People calling from 703, right? They was calling me. They was like, yo, trying to get in there and talk about Meek Mills. I said, well, hold on, we're in the go or no. And my microphone was acting funny because they've been trying to censor me on my show, you know what I'm saying, here on Dirty Basement. So I'm going to work it out where I don't say no to nobody. What I was saying in the beginning was shout out to Shorty, man. I fuss with that song that you got because I'm a father of 15, so I'm all on that. You hear me? All right,
man, Priest is ready to go. All right, we got J-Pad in the building. I know he got something that he want to say with these joints, ready to get his opinion. All right, J-Pad, you with me?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, no doubt. We got a producer, artist, J-Pad in the building, to give his perspective on these joints. All right, JP3, you with me? Another fantastic musician in the building, producer, engineer, JP.
Sir, thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I hope they put a smile on my face. It's raining up here right now. I need some sunshine. So, yes, let's go.
All right. Well, I hope it's better than last week. Hope it's better than last week. But don't shoot the DJ. It's not my fault. All right, let me see. And I know my man Shawnee's ready to go. 347. I got to start with 347. They've been in the building for a minute. Let me see if I can holler at them real quick. 347, you're live on the air. What's really good? Appreciate you checking out the show. What's happening? 347, are you with me? I guess they don't want to talk to me. Well, maybe they'll play along with the go and no. All right, so let's get that started. First artist up on deck goes by the name of Charles Edward. This is called Thanos. All right, this better be hard. All right, let's see what's good. Go and no. Now I know what happened. I guess let's try that again.
Straight God, undeniable, tear through this rap game. I'm liable, do what y'all can do, do what I want, my deep. Got all these cats shook. I'm a prodigy, cause havoc whenever I hear a dope beat. New Jacks ain't dope as me. Real ones feel me from LA to Barbados. Hit you with that gauntlet snap like I'm Thanos. No time for any weakness. These are godly flows. Leaving all these rappers speechless. Here comes Thanos.
All right, that was Charles Edward, and that was Thanos. I don't know. Let's see if we could get off to a good start today. Let me go to Shawnee first. This has been a minute. Shawnee, what do you think about Charles Edward?
All right, so look. No, I understand. I understand it, right? He was saying that's what rap going to sound like if Thanos would have snapped his fingers and all the good rappers would have died. He was saying that that's what rap was going to sound like. I get it.
All right, so how you feel about it? You ready to go on, though? What'd you think about it?
No, I'm not. No, I'm giving that a no. Why would it? I don't want to hear what rap sound like with all the good rappers is going. Nah, I'm good. I'm giving that a no.
Okay, all right. No, he's like, nah, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't even want to be around. That wouldn't be a good time to be alive. Not at all. All right, let me go to this 347 number. See if I can get them involved. 347, are you with me? 347, you're live on the air. You want to join us for the going, though? Look like they just tuned in and joined the show. All right, thank you, appreciate it. All right, let me go to the 718. See if I can get them in the mix. 718, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here.
All right. So, what do you think about that joint? Did you like it? What do you do? What would you give it? Like a go or a no?
For the simple fact that he made me laugh in a difficult day, I give it a go.
All right.
If it was a good day for me, then no. If it was a good day, no.
Okay. Okay, made him laugh on a bad day, so, you know what I'm saying, he's going to give it a go. All right, well, I guess he'll take that. All right, J-Pad, what's your thoughts on it? What do you think? Oh, wait a minute. Nope. Wrong one. My bad. Hold on. All right, there we go. J-Pad, what do you think about that?
Okay, peace. Yeah, I heard the song. I see where he was trying to be creative, but I'm going to have to give it a no because it needed, like, a better production. And it needed a tighter kind of, like, concept. If you're going to go that far, you really got to, you know, traject it to my mind that you're talking about Thanos. You feel me? So
right.
I have to say no.
All right. I want to see what JPT's thoughts about it. JP.
It's going to be a no for me. It didn't catch my attention at all. I mean, I was like, for a second, I zoned out. What the heck am I listening to, man? And then I was like, oh, snap. But I ain't like nothing about it. Like, so it's a no for me.
Now, if you can't keep your attention, that's the first clue. All right, Priest.
What you want me to do? You go, I'm gone. You snapped your fingers. I'm gone. All the good artists is gone, according to this song. No, I ain't fucking with that dude at all, man.
Yeah, he messing with it either. All right, looks like we're off to a real rough start. Off to a rough start. Two-Face, you get the last word.
I'm not even going to waste my energy on it. No.
Absolutely no. All right, my dude. You need to go back. Off to a bad start today. That's not a good sign, not a good look. But let's keep pushing on and let's see what else we got here now. This song, definitely got to see what's up with this song. Hold on a second. Where'd it go? I hope I saved it. Okay, yeah. All right. Artist on this one is God Body Astronomical. And this joint is called Fair Game. All right, we're going to give it a fair shot here on Dirty Basement Radio. Go and know.
The game, fair, but
volume 1, VIP DD. Y'all already know what time it is. Let's get off into it. God body.
The stories of a West Side legend, Demetrius Macklin. Known to be that muscle that was bringing that pack in. Came from dots around the city like his name was Pac-Man. Got 223 and 40 on him like he was Afghan. Conscious by the paper, God body his best friend. Rubber gang forever had fish in a trap stand. Magic tricks from the kitchen, all magician, no acting. Whole team envy when you really bringing that cash in. Haters mad cause they girl choose with all of her passion. We rule with the pistol, skip all of the capping. I'm a die rule boy, so tell the ops what's cracking. That 40 on me, and I'ma shoot when it's action. 50 round drum, leave your spirit collapsing. Cassini was for none with them hands in that ratchet. Had ops on the payroll, respecting the savage. Front diamonds through the west side, collecting his cabbage. The game.
That was God
Odd Body Astronomical. That was called Fair Game, trying to do a little storytelling, maybe a little bit of singing. I don't know. Let's see how it went over with my panel today. Let's start with JP. JP, what do you think about that? What do you think about that song, Fair Game?
I'm going to just have to say no. I don't even know why. I just wasn't feeling it. Maybe if I'd heard more, but what I heard wasn't very interesting to me. I'm not going to trash it. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't catch my ear today, so it's a no for me.
Okay. All right, because that's what I was kind of wondering, too, because, you know, being that he's kind of seemed like he's trying to tell a story or paint like a picture, is it something that you wanted to follow, you know, something you want to follow along with to see what happens? Is it that interesting to you? J-Pad, is it something you want to see how it ends? You want to see how the story ends?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's kind of like I see where he was trying to go. I do believe the lyrics were pretty tight, and the delivery I thought was crispy. But you know, tying it all in to paint that picture, yeah, that's where it kind of lost me as well.
Okay, so you're going to give it a no also?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's going to be another rough week, it's looking like. I hope we can salvage this. Two-Face, talk to me. What do you think?
For one, what happened is his verse was all right, but what happened is with a song, you're going to hook him with the hook. When the hook is dragging and don't got no energy and it's like, what? Nah. It kills the whole song. The hook, the beat. You could damn near get away with it with your verse, you know what I mean? But his verse was all right, you know what I'm saying? Like dude said, it was a little crispy, wavy, but that hook, no, bro. Like, that's a no-go. That hook killed the song.
No good. Okay, got you. All right, it's a rough day in the dirty basement. Let me see. Let me get Shawnee's thoughts on this. Shawnee.
I feel the same
last
way.
Is it no for you too?
Yeah, that's a no. Hey, yo, you know what? It's like that. I guess that some things just never change, yo. Yo, spend some money, get that joint mixed properly. Spend some bread. Spend some money. You know what I'm saying? Get your joint mixed right, and don't be sitting in your house mixing it yourself if you just went off YouTube. You feel me?
Take your time with the craft, right?
Say, yo, respect the craft, you feel me? You see artwork in the museum, you don't go home and try to paint something and throw it up on the wall, you know what I'm saying? Like, just respect the craft, respect somebody's art, you know what I'm saying? Somebody mixes and masters, like, that's a skill that somebody got. Respect that. Go pay for it. You know what I'm saying? Go pay for it. It's worth it.
All right. Now, I'm really hoping that this next joint, all right, will break the mold that we seem like we've fallen into right now with this going no. Now, these songs, like I said, I don't list them ahead of time, but I pull them from the different record pools that I'm associated with. So these are songs that people have put out in the public. All right, they're on these various different kind of record pools. I ain't going to call out no particular names because, you know, they're not paying me for that. But, you know, these are songs that artists, you know, have put out, and they want us to play them and download them and such, so I do. And when I play them, I be like, man, y'all should have really took a little bit more time with some of this music, but let's hope that this next one on deck breaks that spell. All right, artist goes by the name of No Cut. And it features OC. And I'm wondering if it's the OC that I'm thinking of. I kind of hope it do, because that gives me some hope for this track. But let's see. This is No Cut featuring OC. This is Raised Around Walls. Let's see what it do. Going up.
Understand, I possess a keen sense. It's been a very long time since I've been bent. I've been reading all the signs, so I've ignored some. To be continued getting lucky. Common sense struck me still. Things got ugly. Warning signs.
felt the knot inside my gut when materialized. I was just like, what the fuck am I going insane? Losing my way, simple and plain. Playing in my sleep, keeping up, I thought it was a dream. Through higher plateaus, things gotten attached to me and didn't want to set me free. I had to reload, skate off the scene, get below the radar, fuck telling people to let me be. Expression of an emo, dark and deep rooted, similar to heavy drum sounds made by Primo. How my heart was beating, defined art, what I was seeking. 1 minute I'm whole, and next minute I'm in a million pieces. I know everything I'm saying, it all sounds facetious. Inappropriate humor for the non-believers to believe it. I'm on guard for my sanity and spirit. The wicked is known to hide behind appearance. Something about what I do, feel on pen today, known as sick day, knowing when it's weak lane.
Raised around rules, keen eye for scheming in the plot, and motherfuckers, I ain't down for the ball.
Word, there's a difference in avoiding and forbidden game. Seasons change, but some things stay the same.
Raised around rules, keen eye for scheming in the plot, and motherfuckers, I ain't down for the ball.
Not many few believe in werewolves.
That was No Cut featuring OC, Raised Around Wolves. All right, it was all right. All right, I really, really wanted to like it more, but it was all right. It was all right. Let me see what my folks have to say about it. Let me go to Priest first. Priest, what do you say?
I personally, right, I fuss with that. Like, right there, I take that, and I invite that person to the listening room so I can get some more of that. That right there, okay? The guy before that, I'm glad you didn't put me on, because I was like, oh, you need to get that thing mixed like Shorty said, you know what I'm saying? Get that shit mixed in some bread, get that shit mixed down, and you're good, okay? Because that other song, I would have gave it a yes, okay? If he had just go ahead and call us on the phone and say, yo, I'm going to remix that thing, okay? Because it was tight on that level. Everything was there. Yeah, the 70%, the mix was all whatever. The last song we just played, I'm taking it as it is, just like that. I'm pushing this shit out, because it got that old flavor to it, bro. It got that
right. It reminded me when it came on. It reminded me of a Cool G Rap. It reminded me of Cool G Rap. All right, let me see what Two-Face got to say about it. Two-Face, what do you think about that last joint?
Well, yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? That last joint was hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Got the scratches in it, all that. Definitely brought back, you know, just reminiscent of, you know what I mean, just how hip-hop was in the 90s and so forth, you know what I mean? Like, good stuff
Well, I think that really was OC. Yeah, I think that was OC. So, you know, that's why the bars were what they were.
Yeah, OC is dope.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? So you fucking with it?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Got you. All right, let me get J-Pad's opinion on this one. J-Pad, what's your thoughts?
Hey, peace. Yeah, man, that was fire. I was rocking with that, man. I was slapping.
All right, J-Pad is on board with it.
Definitely slapping.
He with it?
That's what I call being in the pocket. And Casino, you know what I'm saying, when you're in that pocket and you're in that groove, that's when it's going to hit on the right level, you feel me?
All right, got you. Let me get to JP right now.
That's
JP, talk to me.
Definitely thumbs up.
That's definitely a go. You said it reminded you of some Cool G Rap. I was just listening to 4, 5, 6 earlier today. So I was like, that's definitely something I would play, you know what I'm saying? Just to rock with in the car or whatever, working out, cleaning, anything. So it's a go for me. Mainly for the track. I didn't catch the full story, of course, but I definitely was digging the boom bapness of the track. So it's a go for me.
All right. Now let me get Shawnee involved. Shawnee, talk to me.
Oh yeah, now that's definitely a go. That joint gave me the feeling. I was in here wilding. That joint gave me the feeling. I fuck with that. I got the key.
Nah, everybody on board with it. Everybody on board with it. Like I said, it was cool. I liked it. It reminded me of, Cool G Rap. But I wanted to like it more. I did. I wanted to like it more. Let me see. Let me see if I can get this other 412 involved, see if they can come on these airways. 412, you with me?
What's good?
All right. All right, well, I'm going to need you to kind of change your surroundings a little bit. A little bit too much noise in the background. Definitely want to get you involved, all right, in the conversation. So if you can do that for me, I'll definitely bring you back on the airways, all right?
All
Alright, alright. In the meantime, let's get to this next joint. Let me see what's next up on deck here. Alright, let's go with this one. Artist goes by the name of No League. Excuse me. Artist goes by the name of League 45. Alright, and this is called She Belongs. Alright, let's see where she belongs. Going no.
She belong to the streets, she belong to the streets, she belong to the streets, can't save her. She belong to the streets, she belong to the streets, she belong to the streets, can't save her. She used to just like this, now she both ways in these streets. She used to believe in God, don't even pray now in these streets. Love to do that wrong, hate doing right in these streets. That's the life she chose, she gon' die now in these streets.
Yeah, that was League 45 and She Belongs. We find out where She Belongs at. I kind of had the idea going in. That song is all right to me. That song is all right. Definitely needs a better mix, a little bit more shine on it. And, yeah, it'll be all right. And a little bit faster. Pick up the tempo just a little bit for my taste. Sean, do you think I'm wrong? What do you think?
I feel where you're coming from. I ain't going live. Give me that Project Pat feel, though. Give me that old 36 Mafia feel, man. So I kind of like it, man. I ain't going to lie, man. I like joints like that. Yo. I grew up on joints like that, man. So I'm going to get out of road because I fuck with joints like that.
All right. Okay. All right. Let me see the next one. Let me go to JP, see his thoughts. JP, what do you think about that joint? Are you with it?
Man, That joint is true. I see what you're saying about it leaves a little power. Yes, that's true, but I definitely can feel the vibe. I swipe the message.
Definitely,
you know,
yeah.
the track is pretty basic, but you do have it reminded me of hey baby, your hips are getting big. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a message song, but it, you know, it's like, yo, she be on the street, cause you better recognize before she take everything you got. So it's a go for me.
Okay, you're on board with it. All right, J-Pat. You rocking with it?
Yeah. I'm rocking with that. Yeah, that's a nice concept right there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Thought-provoking, and it definitely had the delivery straight, and I definitely can get the message, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely get that thumbs up.
Okay. All right, Priest, you next. Priest, where you at?
I'm next. I'm right here, bro. I was still rocking to that in my head, right? Because what I was doing is I was trying to figure out what 30 seconds of that is going to be. Okay. And the commercial value of that giant is going to take it through the roof. The commercial value alone is 30 seconds of it. Okay. Because I saw the Super Bowl. I saw everything. I'm going with that. I can sell that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Priest is on board with it. He's giving that a go. All right. Two-Face, you get the last word on this song.
I wasn't even listening to it.
All right, well, you know, that's an automatic no then. That's an automatic no. All right, Two-Face ain't fucking with it. He wasn't even listening. All right, let's see if he's going to listen to the next one. All right, let's see what we got next. All right. Let's do this one. I haven't heard from one of these artists right now, one of the other artists. Always had a lot of respect for this chick. Always thought she had bars. All right, this is Drummer featuring Ludacris. Yeah, Ludacris. And Snow the Product. This is called I Said What I Said. Let me know what y'all say about it. Going up.
Hey, yeah, boy.
said what I said. Yeah. Said what I said. Luda! Still nobody f***ing with me. Whole crew, all we do is ball like stuck in the bubble with me. Go against me? Not smart, I'm the grand wizard. You want no parts, you a scarecrow. You get no brain like the tin man. You got no heart. Cowardly lying, y'all be cowardly lying about all the money you make or the money you fake. 22 acres raining money, soon as you come in my gate, let it monsoon where the stormtroopers. If stars warring, I'm George Lucas. Don't blame me if you're choosing like Eazy-E. I was born ruthless. Attitude is on rich and driving whips off the dealership. School, all I had to learn was reading contracts and good penmanship. No censorship, this is real as it gets. I'm a boss, boy, you a worker. I'm a savage dog, my catalog will kill all rappers in a verse.
Party through the roof, yeah. They know we the truth,
yeah.
She look like that ooh,
yeah.
They gon' buy the two,
yeah.
We be deep like them truths,
yeah.
Got it in my roof,
yeah.
We gon' show it on news,
yeah.
End up in the news,
yeah.
It's a champagne popping, Impala hopping, Mexicana about to pop. 14 no sabían esa mami, go from speaking Spanish hasta barras en inglés, I'll give you options. Now I'm up in this, I got the whip it, topless. Got it on my own, I know the margins and the profits. I listen to tell it how it is and it's obvious. It's ludicrous how much money I got up in my pocket. But I got me some haters, I'll get to them later. I'm up in Colombia buying apartments in Grenada. Everywhere I go, I take my flag and I wave it. Sign myself to myself and now I don't be talking acres. I'm a big bag, get a bad breaker off. Big talker, but I bet on everything I talk about. I'm a looker like my mother and a fighter like my father. Now my cousins out here looking like an episode of Locked Up. If I said it, then I meant it.
That was Drummer featuring Ludacris and Snow the Product. That was called I Said What I Said. Let's see what my folks got to say about it. I got another 412 in the building. If you want to join along, press that number one button, 412. All right, Shorty, talk to me.
Nah, I bang with that. Yo, she was about to go crazy. But I'm going to say this, though, about Luda. I ain't gonna lie, yo. Luda's definitely top 20, yo. Luda's definitely top 20. He definitely top 5. And I'm that's off the top of my head. If I sit down, he might be in the top 15. But I don't think Luda don't get his respect like he deserves, yo. Luda is crazy, yo. Luda is crazy with it. But that's a goal for me, though.
I kind of understand where you're coming from on that a little bit. I would definitely put him top. That's kind of hard. I have to think about it a little bit more before I co-sign that.
Yeah,
totally.
You got to think about Luda, yo. You got to think about Luda.
I got to think about that a little bit more. But, you know, Luda definitely get flow points. He gets style points. You know what I'm saying? He get a lot of shit because of the way he rhyme. He bring a lot to the table. You know, his flows is different. He twists shit up. So, yeah, you know, Luda, you definitely got to give him, you know, some credit. Shout out to Ludacris. So you fucking with that joint?
Yeah, that's definitely a goal for me. And then also just one more thing on Luda. Luda ain't never lost a battle. T.I. came for him. He squashed T.I.
Okay. I might have to recap that. All right, my apologies, everybody. My allergies are starting to kick in and it's starting to go crazy right now, but we're going to push on through the show. All right, let me go to the 718. 718, what you thought about that last song?
Yeah, I was feeling it. Ludacris, being a veteran that he is, you know, a steward to his craft, did his thing, this new person. I haven't heard before. I'm interested in the person now, so that's a go. And I'm a lyricist. I'm about being on time and all that other, like, I'm a musician. I listen. So this person is, I want to hear more from this person.
All right, well, she's been around for a minute. She's been in the industry for a minute. She's definitely a hot MC. I've been aware of her for a while. Snow the Product. Definitely Google her. The girl definitely
okay.
Got bars. So, you know, maybe we'll see a breakthrough from her in the very near future. All right, so, yeah, she definitely been around for a minute doing her thing.
Oh, it's new to me because I'm always in the house with my children.
I understand. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure she's going to be new to a whole lot of people. Definitely, I understand.
Yeah.
Let me go to JP. JP, talk to me.
I like how I can understand what Ludacris says when he raps, even though whether he's rapping fast or slow. The young lady on there, I couldn't understand what she was saying, even though she was in the pocket. I still couldn't understand everything she was saying. And I like the vibe, the contemporary vibe with the young boy. I don't know who was singing, but that was definitely a nice vibe. It's a go for me. And I agree with the brother Luda, definitely a top-notch rapper. I don't want to put him in a number, but he's definitely top-notch. So it's a go for me.
All right. J-Pat.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts, Ben?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have to, you know, concur with the other guys. You know what I'm saying? Luda definitely, he up there. I ain't even gonna hold it because every time he come back with something, you give him a different type of challenge or something. He definitely still comes through and deliver like he Luda. And as far as the female artist, I definitely thought she was in the pocket as well. There were certain things I did not understand that she was saying, but that didn't even matter. I was vibing with the whole track, so it was a go for me.
Okay. All right, Two-Face.
Oh, yeah. Luda stays in the pocket. You hear me? Stays in the pocket. I don't never hear no trash from him. So he definitely took the song to the next level. She was smart to let him go first.
Okay. Okay. Let me go to Priest. Priest, you get the last word on this. What's your thoughts on the song? You like the song?
Yeah, man, I dig that. I dig that for sure, right? The sister, right, what she did was in the pecking order. She went in the pecking order, so I agree with my brother right there. But she put that shit on you, man. You had to go back and listen to it, and now you got to find out who this chick is. Who is she? You find out how long she been in the business. So that was the point of putting the song out. People going to listen to it and try to go back at it again. Yes, it's a go.
All right, look like we done turned the corner here. Look like we done turned the corner on Dirty Basement Radio with this going on. We got a couple of joints under the belt that me and my folks is rocking with. So I can breathe a little sigh of relief, a little sigh of relief. We were on a bad road for a minute, on a bad road. Let's see if we can keep it going on this road that we on without any bumps and potholes. All right, I don't want nothing. No speed traps, no nothing. All right, so let's see if we can keep it rocking. Artist goes by the name of Pizzy. I don't know about that, but let's see. Artist goes by the name of Pizzy, and this features Big Daddy J. This is called Brick Talk. Let's see what they're talking about. Go on up.
Hey, Big Daddy J. Turn it up, man. Yeah. Big top, clock top, make that matter, huh? Bag move, big bands, make that matter, huh? Big top, clock top, make that matter, huh? Bag move, big bands, make that matter, I just do this every night, like living in the nightlife. Thought about my past life, thank God that I stopped, right? Wait, Rastelli was a fraud, right? Can't see, can't tell, my G. Make moves, got bands, put it in. Let's get all calculated, you gon' know what's up, my G. No pain, no gain, got me working every day. Off the weeks in the road, on the net. Boys been tryna fish for the grim pay. Think about it. Think about it. Tryna fish for the green pay, think about it, calculating plans like, calculating moves like, all about the juice, don't let the pressure get ahead. That's why I've been blowing trees, that's why I've been burning air. It's too much doubt when you down, when you don't want, I really got the band, meal for no crock, meal for no cop, they drop in the jungle, in the city of La Giddy, all I got is my bag, my bag. Big top, block top, make that matter, bag.
All right, that's Pizzy featuring Big Daddy J. That was called Brick Talk. Let me see what my folks got to say about that one. Two-Face, you up first.
Now, I heard him derail a couple of times. I'm going to give him a note.
You heard him what?
I heard him derail a couple of times. So I'm going to give him a note.
Oh, okay. You heard him derail a couple of times. All right, what exactly you mean by that? I really don't understand what you mean by that.
He went off track. He's supposed to stay on track. He was on track a couple of times.
Okay, all right, went off track. I didn't have it. I guess he was off beat or something like that. I guess he might have went off beat. All right, Priest, what do you think about it? Did he go off track? Was he off beat?
I think he was off beat because he, number one, he wasn't wearing that sweeper. I'm gonna give him that. He wasn't burning what we burned. Could have heard that if he played that back. Okay. Now it was all right based off of what he was doing, but you know he just got to go ahead and either smoke the bone or either leave it alone, and then he gonna come on. All right. So that's a no.
All right, look like we done turned that corner again. Like we done turned the corner again. All right, let me see who's next up on deck. All right, J-Pad, what do you think?
Well, I think that he had the right idea with the type of beat. He could have really did something a little bit more special over that, but I'm going to have to say no to, as well.
All right. you guys, come on, your artist, you got to do better. All right, JP3, maybe you can help him out. Maybe you need to come to JP studio and, let him hook you up. So what do you think about that, JP?
that would be a good idea, because I would definitely do it live and just make it, just pretty it out a little bit more. It's kind of boring to me, you know what I'm saying? Just make it more interesting.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Boring.
And then maybe I could listen to him, not dissing the song at all, but it was just like kind of redundant. But if you put some live ish on there, you make it nice and sweet, flavorful. So it's a no this week, but you know what I mean. Come to JP3 Studio, JP3, and I'll holler and I'll hit you with a nice hot track. Peace.
All right, that's what it is. All right, hit him up on IG. All right, Studio JP. Let me see. Let me go to 718. 718, what's your thoughts on the joint? 718, you with me? I look like they might have got a little bit distracted. We'll see if we come back to them in a little while. Oh, all right, there we go. Look like we got him. 718, talk to me. What do you think?
Yeah, he did go off track off a little bit a few times. Yeah, that's not necessarily a deal breaker with me. Because, you know, sometimes things happen. It's still a no.
All right, Shawnee, close it out.
I'm going to stand on the corner with that joint, man. I do think it needs some prettying up, though. It needs a mix of some imagination, and then that would fill up them empty parts. And then it would be a go for me. But until they get touched up, I'm gonna have to say no. But if he touch it, then that joint will ring some ears, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, look like that was a no across the board from everybody. Everybody shut that joint down. So look like y'all gonna have to go back and work on that a little bit more. Let's go to the next joint and see if they can pick it back up. This is Teak Royal. And it's called Make My Body Shine. Going up.
Nigga said, Make My Body Shine. Yeah. Whoa.
You make my body shine.
That was Teak Royal, and that song was called Make My Body Shine, something a little bit different. All right, but I'm kind of fucking with that song right there. I'm kind of fucking with that song. I heard the commentary, Shawnee, so let me go to you first.
Yeah, nah, I fucks with that. I like that. I fucks with that. I fucks with that. I can see you listening to that.
Okay, no doubt, because I heard you laughing about the title. I used to say, make my body shine.
Oh, yeah, now that's it. And I ain't know what to expect. Like, I ain't know what to look for when I heard that title. Like, I ain't know. Like, but nah, that shit is all right. I fucks with it.
All right, Shorty's on board. Shorty's on board. So you got to be careful, boy. I hear that shit. You might be open. People get in trouble all the time with them hot mics. Got to be careful with the hot mics. 718. 718, what do you think about that song?
Yeah. I felt like I was playing Grand Theft Auto 3. one of my favorites, so I'll give it a go.
All right, he rocking with it. Yeah, song got a vibe.
Yeah.
Definitely got a vibe. JP, you vibing with it?
I'm definitely vibing with it. That sounds like a song for the ladies. You know what I mean? But in general, it has a good vibe. Very T-Painish, but he's a great artist. So I'm going to give it a go.
All right. JP rocking with it. Definitely rocking with that joint. All right, J-Pad, you rocking with it also? What do you think?
I guess here's my opinion. I like the production tremendously. That whoever made that track, that salute to them. However, I don't know. It didn't really catch me in the lyrics like I would like for it to catch me. I got kind of thrown off by the hook a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you. But overall, I like the vibe of the song, so I'll definitely let it slide through. I'll give it a go.
Okay. All right, Priest, what's your thoughts?
My thoughts is I'll give it a go, but I'm going to challenge that artist right there to do that live. Do that live. Live drums, live everything. Do that live and let's see where we at. Just do that same thing live. Let me see where we at with that. Because I heard a Diamond song right there. I don't know if Diamond means anything.
All right, we get a little bit of interference on your line. We're getting a lot of interference on your line, Priest, so I'm definitely sorry about that. But, yeah, Priest wants to bring him in to do it live. All right, that might be interesting, All right, let's see. Two-Face, all right, close it out for me on this joint.
Okay, so with that one, he should have got a girl to do that hook. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I don't know, man. Some guys be saying some kind of some feminine shit, you know what I mean? Some feminine talk, like, you know what I mean? You make my body shine. Like, what you really mean, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, you singing it when men and women hearing what you're saying. You singing it to the women. You got to talk to the women more. You got to bring the women out more in the song and what you're saying. Like, lyrics matter, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to explain the hook. Talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he should have had a girl say that hook. That's why I'm like, so I feel what the brother was saying as well. He'll challenge him on that, on singing, doing that live or what have you, because maybe he might bring some lotion or something on stage for the girls to make his body shine. I don't know, but that was kind of suspect, to be honest with you. And his lyrics wasn't really all that, to be honest with you. I'm a songwriter. I write for male and female singers, and his lyrics wasn't even moving me. But the vibe was good. Like everybody said, the vibe was good. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I can't let it fly. No.
Okay. He said the vibe was good, but he still can't let it fly. Shut it down. All right. So, man, Two-Face, say he... You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got that joint on deck. We're going to get back with that one in a little while. The new music from Two-Face, the right song this time. We got it on deck, so we're going to get to that in a couple of minutes. Now, I got this last song for today's edition of Going On. I think it's the last song, right? Yeah, it's the last song. Let me just double-check, make sure I ain't missing nobody. All right, yeah, it's the last song here. All right, for today's edition of Going On, artist on this goes by The Third Party. That's the name of the artist. And he got the perfect song for Going On, because this is what we do. The song is called Test It. Going On.
I lost my mind here, man. I'm still late.
Third Party. Don't care. I'm on my own lane. I tell everybody that.
Test it, I pass it. I leave your mama stressing. I teach you a lesson with the Smith & Wesson. 10
dash to the cash. Watch how I pass. I'm just real rad. Fucking on all the bad. Funny, honey, I'm getting money. My mind is ahead of its time. My mind is ready to unwind. Test it, I press it. I leave your mama stressing. I teach you a lesson with the Smith and Wesson. Test it. I'm a hot guy on a high rise. You status baby Fox 5. I'm live, I'm with a bad bitch. She loves what's on my wrist. Quick come get your bitch before you see the difference. She say I look more of what she imagined. I got a.
Alright. I don't know if that's a good joint to close out today's edition of Going No or not, but we're going to find out. We're going to see if the third party, the joint was called Tested, we're going to find out if they passed the test. Shawnee, did they pass the test?
Nah, we going back around the corner with that one.
Back around the corner.
Yeah, we going back around the corner with that one. I'm going to stand on the corner with one joint, and I got to go back around the corner with that one, yo.
All right. All right, 718, what's your thoughts on it? Could you rock with it?
That is a dubious no.
A dubious no. Wow, okay. It's a dubious.
Yeah, I can't even smoke to that. Nah.
Can't even smoke to it. Fuck up your high. It ruin your high.
Yeah. Like he too 1984 right now.
Okay. Alright, 284ish. Can't fuck with it. JP3.
Yeah.
Is it too much of an old school feel for you too? It's too much. What do you think?
It's not even an old school feel. I will say this. If he did a super funny video to this, then the song will be a hit. However, he needs to get his money back, or I don't know who decided to record that, because that's just not up to par on any level, you know what I'm saying? But I can see a super funny video, so it's a go for me.
Oh, wow. Wow, he gave it a go. Okay. Surprise, surprise. All right, J-Pat.
Yes. Yeah. That definitely is a no for me. I wasn't even interested in that record. It's not to be disrespectful to the artist, but yeah, I couldn't take it serious. You know what I'm saying? It was not.
Got it. I just said, not working. All right, Priest. Does that record have any redeeming qualities for you?
Yes, man. I'm going to go buy a Lamborghini right now. I'm still after. That's some Miami Vice shit from the 80s, man. I kid you not. And if you wasn't grown in the 80s, I can't speak to you about that. That shit was so hilarious, right? I'm going to go buy a Lamborghini. I'm taking out one of the seats. I'm going to buy me a Nakamichi sound system. And I'm going to walk around. I'm going to run around the town with that song. That's going to get some ears because people going to laugh their ass off. They were like, where he get that from? The commercial value, yeah, it's going to sell, bro. It's going to sell. Guaranteed that's going to sell. JP said it. And JP, thanks so much, man, because I see you graduated from a class. Yo, that shit was funny on a different level. You can, all the redeeming thing, you can laugh at that. You can laugh at that. You put a video on that joint, it is on, bro. It's on like running water. So, yes, it's a go. Close the show. Call the artist. Tell him, yo, JP and I got something for him. I'm saying we gonna do that third thing of Miami Vice on them and put that song on that thing.
Okay, Priest, we got you. All right, Two Face, close it out for me.
No.
He like, this is no, man. No, nigga, no. Just keep it simple, right? Keep it simple.
Oh.
All right, well, I definitely appreciate all of y'all helping me out today for the day's edition of Going No. We found a couple of joints in there, a few. Unfortunately, it was a little bit too few and far between, but we did find a few. All right, now, if you notice, it's already after the 7 o'clock hour, which means that I'm running on overtime right now. Once again, apologies for my voice change with my allergies kicking in, but we still got some more time left in the show, still got some more music that I got to get to, so let's see if we can get to it right now. All right, since we done wrapped up that going no, let me see what I can do right now. I bitch it out to my dude Shorty Shine, bitch it out to J-Pad, bitch it out to Two-Face, JP3, my dude Priest in the building. All right, now hold on a second, because I didn't quite catch the name, and I definitely want to do this right. All right, 718. What's your name, 718? What's your name again?
My name is C. Nagato Kells, or just call me C.
All right, just call him C. All right, that's what it is. All right, appreciate you, C, for coming on and, you know, helping us out with some of these joints now. I don't know whether or not we got any
email.
Okay. All right. Well, I see.
The name of the song is Untouchable. From C Forever 87 Gmail.
All right, I'll see what I can do with that. And I guess we'll see if we can slide that in and come back and get some feedback for that joint. All right, give me a couple minutes. I'll see if I can do just that, since I am running over time and I got plenty of time to run over. All right, but let me see what I can do right now. All right, we got a lot more music to get to. All right, my man, he sent me a joint. We're going to see what to do. We got a little overtime. All right, an extra joint for the going on today. See what we get some feedback on that joint. But in the meantime, let's see what I can do with this. You going to work with me, Switchboard? Let me see if I get my switchboard to cooperate. We want to see if I can bring up that new Two-Face, that proper Two-Face joint, that Life Doesn't Change joint. We're going to see if we can get that up here on deck. All right. Let me see if I get my man Two-Face back to introduce the proper song properly. All right. He's going to introduce the proper song properly. Two-Face. All right. Let's bring it back one time. All right. Let's do it again.
All right, yeah, it's my new joint, you know what I mean? It's called Life Doesn't Change, and you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? When you're going in the right direction and you leveled up, you know, you got your mind right, you're not doing the same bullshit, you know what I mean? And you live and you learn. Life Doesn't Change. Let's get it.
What you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed.
The money and the fame went straight to his brain. Brothers ain't the same, so they calling him a lame. How he switching up his game, now he flying in that lane. When you thought it was a plane, then your eyes start to strain. Cause you can't believe it's me, and they let me in the game. Two-Face what? Kanye who? From the east to the west, I ain't playing a fool. When I got it off my chest, hey, things still cool. So improved, like I'ma always drop them jewels. I ain't breaking no rules, you can't refuse the news. Good music won't lose, yeah, I got the juice. When they all in cahoots, I'm a living proof. Pull it right from the root, tear it off the roof. When the boys won't shoot, you can lose it too. They some gangsta spitting all in that booth. I just leave it for the killers and them army troops.
This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed.
Every day gotta eat, dog off the leash. Niggas stop hating, say I'm taking all the beats. Rain with the clouds, high off the leash. H has the future, who your girl wanna meet? So much money, she don't care when I cheat. I'm the Bronx KRS, call me the teacher when I speak. When they say original, them niggas talking about me. I'm the best kept secret when I'm flying no tea. That nigga smoking on the best and I ain't never gon' sleep. Made it out the hood, thought I would never say peace. 5'11 nigga, look at HT. NBA ball is too short to face me. Two pieces that are popping and I'm riding to the team. Call it what you wanted, I call it a masterpiece. I'm talking about lyrics and classics without the beat. You know the track of the year is on repeat.
This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my
life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood. My life done changed.
Yeah, 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 life done changed. Brand new music coming from Two-Face right here, Dirty Basement exclusive. Remember when you heard that first? Definitely brand new heat rock. Life done changed, boy. Life done changed. Liking that, my dude. I'm liking that.
Appreciate that, man. Good look, and I'm getting some great feedback on it. And we just pushing, man. Just keep going. You know what I mean? It's always a different vibe, a different song for a different mood. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's always something
right.
Yep.
All right, well, definitely rocking with you on that. Definitely rocking with you on that. All right, we're definitely going to keep that pumping here on Dirty Basement Radio. Now, it looks like that 347 number looks like they might have woke up. Let me see if I can get them on the airway. 347, you with me?
Hello?
Yep, you're live on the air, 347. What's happening?
Wow. First time me listening to your station from the BX and everything, and I'm enjoying that last song.
Oh, well, thank
I'm
you.
Really
Appreciate that. Yeah, so
and
you like that Two-Face record?
The song before that was so funny.
Why was it funny? Did you like it?
The song before that one, it kind of had an old school horror flick theme to it, beat to it.
Okay. We definitely would love for you to, you know, tune in regularly, you know, when we're on the air on Saturday.
I definitely will.
Okay, that's what's up now. What did you say your name was again?
Everybody calls me Nay.
Everybody calls you what?
Nay.
Okay, I didn't quite get that. I'm going to have to try to get that again.
N-E-I.
Oh, Nay. Okay, Nay.
Yeah.
All right, well, definitely welcome to the Dirty Basement. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you.
Definitely, for sure. Much blessings.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. I got calls from the BX on the check-in right now. Love it when my New York City people tune in and check out the show. I always get a lot of folks from different parts of the country, which I always appreciate also. But, of course, love when my New York City people come through. But, yeah, that's that brand-new music coming from Two-Face, that Life Done Change joint, that Life Done Change. We're definitely going to be rocking with that here on Dirty Basement Radio. Got a lot more music coming up for y'all real quick. But let me jump back to my man, Shawnee Sean. All right, because I think I finally got that together also. I think I got that a different world together also. So let me see what I can do with that.
Yeah, I like that joint, though, that joint in my head still, to tell you the truth. I'm still listening to that joint right now. I like that joint, Faith. That joint rocks.
Oh, appreciate that, my brother.
Yeah, that joint. You know I fuss with you. That joint rocks, though. That joint rock. Be real talk.
Man, I'm ready to get that song in with you, man. You know what I mean?
Yo, man, listen. It ain't never been a better time, man, because everything is in line. I'm telling you, the team here, man. I'm saying we get back in contact. I know I've been out of the loop for a minute, but you got my contact info on everything, man. Just hit me. We can line that up.
That's a fact. That's a big fact. Let's do it, because, you know what I mean? Even though I've been in the A for so long, I'm straight from the boogie down. You heard?
Yeah, come on, man. You know it's all the hard one now. You know I know, man. Come on, you know I know the history, man. You know I know the history. That's what I'm saying. Like, right now is a good time, bro, because, like I said, like, the plan and everything is coming together, man. J-Pad been helping us put together this phenomenal plan, helping us chase the financial aspect of things, you know what I mean, getting us off the hobby side and off the not knowing what we're doing side. So it's the best time, babe.
Right. I hear what y'all doing, and I never said it before, but congratulations on your new seed, your newborn, you know what I mean? She's two now.
Yo,
it's a blessing. It's a beautiful thing, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, thank you, man. Yo, thank you, man. Yo, you know those kids is nigga soft spots all day long, man. Nigga kid is soft spot. Man, get on sentimental and shit. Yo, thank you, man.
Might want to know all right. 18 next year, so I know.
Oh, man, that's beautiful, man. Yeah, yo, Faith, you hit me on Twitter, though, so I can give you my new number.
I got you, man. Say love.
Yeah, hit me, so we got to link back up. We fuck around, take the radio station over on a conversation tip. We can't do that.
Yeah, right. I'm about to ring y'all in. I got to ring y'all in.
Yeah,
you're
gonna let that happen. Like, hold on.
But it's all good,
Kobe,
though. You know what I'm saying?
Big Kobe.
It's all good, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're here for, to make those connections, all different kind of connections here on Dirty Basement Radio. You know what I'm saying? One artist to the next, one person to the next. That's how we get it in. All right, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got the Shawnee Shine new music on deck. But I got another joint from J-Pad also. All right, J-Pad, you still in the building with me, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, I got a joint called Never Take Mine. All right, I want to get into that first. All right, so, talk to me about that.
The concept is, once again, it's on that project, No Names. And it's going to be kind of similar to Stomp on Shit, but it's in its own vibe and its own lane, and it's just sending a message like, when you get that supreme focus and say, hey, you know what? It don't matter what's going on. You're never going to take mine. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like the theme of that particular record. So check it out, man.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Hefe, what up, my nigga?
Yeah. Hefe.
We rocking.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'ma tell it one time, I'ma tell it two times, I'ma tell it three times, you can never take mine.
I ain't never gonna fold up, I ain't never gonna slow down. I ain't never been a whole nigga, I ain't never been a show clown. I be hearing all the shit talk, but them niggas will not show face. I don't play a little kid game, I'ma put them in they fucking place. Let a nigga try and stop this, I'ma bust through a weak line. I am no tackle Casey Hampton, Shang Tsung, now your soul is mine. Man, these niggas just a saucer, I'ma call niggas DQ. I'ma spark up a bonfire, niggas bad foo. I'ma slap five solid slugs, I'ma hit them with a mean mug. Blow them up, call me Dig Dug, drag a nigga on the dirty rug. Bout that boy, I wet the blood clot, lyric boss like a gunshot. I am in a set of speed knots, never ever fuck with juggernaut.
I'ma tell it one time, I'ma tell it two times, I'ma tell it three times, you can never take mine.
I'm a pass punk kick shit, never fuck with a slow bitch. Got no allergies but a nose drip, she gon' drive on these road trips. Coked up like a werewolf, club foot like a baby hoof. Dog face bitch, woof woof, smoking dirt, never kush. Stained drawers, got a foul bush, overhand I'm a smush. Ground pound on a snap dude, I don't fuck with you rap dudes. Solo dolo how I roll nigga, backwood I'm a roll niggas. Call me rock, I roll niggas, anthrax I choke niggas. You can never take mine, spray the mace, leave them damn blind. Sign your penny on a running kind, side of tape with the sippy time. Baby nigga need a sippy cup, big dog you a little pup. Surgery get a nip tuck, nigga get mad, I don't give a fuck.
I'ma tell it one time, I'ma tell it two times, I'ma tell it three times, you can never take mine. I'ma tell it one time, I'ma tell it two times, I'ma tell it three times, you can never take mine. You can never take mine.
Yeah,
Yeah, what it do? It's your girl, Miss Fee, NAB representer. You dig? 816-718, rocking with Dirty Basement Radio. Get at us. Yee!
Dirty. Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere, holding down the MIC. You just finished listening to new music from J-Pad and Never Take Mine. You ain't never going to take mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding on to it tight. I fight for what's mine. It ain't going to be easy. You're not getting shit. Ain't that right?
Yeah. You already know. That's exactly what it is. Have that mentality every day. When you go in, you go in hard. You know what I mean? Whatever it is,
that's what it is. That's right. You got to put your all into it, put your heart, put your focus, you know what I'm saying? Put all your energy in it if it's something that you want. And
I've been talking a little bit, just to say something real quick, I've been talking a little bit lately with people like about how fear of the unknown, you know what I'm saying? We was talking about fear of the unknown. You know what I mean? Sometimes we don't realize the only reason why we're afraid of something is because we know nothing about it.
Oh, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
You're worried, and your
mind is all on this crazy stuff, and then, you know, it takes away your energy, takes away your focus from where it should be, definitely.
Yeah, no question. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it takes a little shot in the arm, if you will. You know what I mean? Sometimes wake people up a little bit, you know, stir some things up a little bit. You know, talk that talk. You know what I mean? Because sometimes it needs to be said.
Right, definitely, absolutely. It always needs to be said. Real talk is always needed. Matter of fact, it's required.
Yeah.
Real talk is required. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's cool to have those other moments. It's cool to have them other moments, but you know, definitely got to get on your grizzly.
Absolutely. All right, now we've got a little bit more new music to get to. Got some music coming up from Shawnee Shine right now. All right, but definitely got to touch on the Dave Chappelle controversy before I get on out of here today. We got about another half hour left in the show today. Doing some super duper overtime. All right, we're stretching it today. All right. So Shawnee, now you want to talk to me a little bit about what's it called? The Different World. All right, now you actually got two parts. It's like broken up into parts, right?
Well, yeah, but I think there's another email that came through that had the whole joint together. But basically, it's one song on two different tracks, and the first song is like day one of my life, and then the second song is like day two. So it's basically how my upbringing is affected by my surroundings, you know what I'm saying? And then how I just grew into doing what's normal in the neighborhood.
Okay. Well, I got it as two parts, so we're just going to run them back to back. I knew another new joint coming from my dude, Shawnee Shine. This is a Different World.
We was wild then, but now we got kids. Yeah. From my heart, man. Hey, yo, sometimes I wonder while I'm sitting in the blunder, rolling blunts up. Yo, I took you wonder. It's my fault, you not living how you wanna. That's why you're drinking all day, you're snorting powder. In the back room, ignoring my grandmother. With a floor full of bottles, a bed full of baggies. A beat, baby daddy, we don't see no more sadly. Serving as the reason that I wish you never had me. I trade my soul in twice for your sanity. You kill the confusion, the raising me through the calamity. It's family that hurt you the most, like the close. So maybe I should let her go and she'll grow. And we can let go of the past you don't know. Until low, I hope you have a wonderful high. And when you come down, knock on my door and say goodnight. Kiss my forehead, cut off my night. Like dear mama, I said my world's so different from the one that you and I was meant to live in. I said my world's so different from the one that you and I was meant to live in. But then again. I said my world.
Ma, I said my world so different, and I ain't even get a chance to listen. Now, ayo, cold fact, niggas keep me show your mother crack. Why I be daddy, you cannot react, you got to live with that. Call it fact, we used to snatch the kid's store cat. Now my nigga robbing banks and laying down the guard flat. Froze fact, niggas ain't coming back. If they got clapped, or they trapped, or they minds at. My nigga sister walking whole stole the whole trap. We can see her out the window while we selling that. She can never hit the weed, but she can shitty ass. Look past the plastic cup through the window guard. Ain't nobody judging, ain't nobody guard. But niggas ain't trying to get a mouth sore. Laugh now, cry later. At the funeral, that's why we conjugating. Her son is in their mother arms. Reaching in the casket to wake his mom. Yo, he said his world's so different, and he ain't even get a chance to live. Not one chance to live. Yo, I said his world's so different, and he ain't even get a chance to live. Not one chance to live.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is your girl, Shereel Miss Sex Appeal, chilling with DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio in New York City.
Yeah, 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 DJ Sincere holding it down. New music coming from Shawnee Shine. That was Different World. Digging that, especially that second track. That second track, I was vibing off of that real heavy, my dude, vibing off that real heavy.
Yo, that's that J-Pad magic right there, man. So I tell you, boss, like, I'm telling you, man, he really helped me bring my dream to fruition, man. I'm just really, really grateful for that, yo. Grateful for my time, man.
All right, well, congratulations to the both of y'all on that joint right there. Congratulations to you and J-Pad on that joint. I definitely are rocking with that. All right, that's what it is. Now, let me see. All right, now, C has sent me a joint. Already let me know that he has sent a joint. Let me see if I could pull that up real quick. We want to get some feedback on this song here. All right, let's see what y'all feel about this song right here. So we got a late entry, y'all. We got a late entry. All right, for today's going note. All right, Two-Face, we got a late entry. All right, we're gonna see what's up with this joint here.
You called me out, bro. Yo, big bro. I know I'm sending
what
you
up?
Stuff late and all that.
Yo, guys, we got a late entry, man. We got a late entry, so I'm going to need you to help me out on this joint. All right, y'all. I'm going to need y'all to help me out on this joint. All right, the artist has been in the building. He's been hanging out with us, giving some feedback on some other songs. All right, so let's, you know what I'm saying, let's see what it do. All right, let me see if I get him, if I still got him connected. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, hold on. All right, hold on tight. We're going to get to the song right now. All right, artist goes by the name of C. All right, this song is called Untouchable. All right, let me know what y'all think about it. Go or no.
So what you bring him in here for?
These killer words, there's lead nigga everywhere. You should have fucking seen it.
Bring him in for graffiti. Man, get him out of here.
Hands up, don't touch me. I'm innocent as heck, big. I need my 6 feet, release me. You're here to protect and serve. You're beneath me, can't touch you too weak. Touch me and get dead in 2 weeks. I am asymptomatic, you're asymptomatic. I see you on no static, I see you keep it still. You're the one with the ratchet, you got the right one trying to stunt Jackie Chan. We gon' rumble in the Bronx. Anything you want, anything you choose, anything you brought, you know you're gonna lose. You know what I'ma do? Get back my tools. I'ma write about this, I'ma make a killing too. I'm a major villain too. I dropped out of school just to kill a word or two. Matter of fact, kill them all. I promise you not here until I step up out the building. Someone hit the lights and I'm not talking about the ceiling. My pen is is a weapon that you know I'm concealing. Who I am is hidden cause I step up out the prism. You're stuck in the prison, you're a product of the system. I'm a seeking shore so you know I'm about to get him. Hit him quick, fast, with clash, then I dash out with the four horsemen. I'm snorting a portion of words I killed the other day. Intoxicated from words that I slay, motor breath. I spit fire, shit, I can make a lick of fire. As a phantom lord, I make it jump in the fire. With no remorse, no regrets, I say this with my chest. Another word, another death, I'm above the rest. More advanced chess, we could go, I'm not a jest. Not a joke or a test, recognize a bet.
I'm sorry, bro. Fuck. I'm sorry.
Why you apologize?
Alright, the artist is C and the song is Untouchable. Alright, let me get some feedback from my folks here. Alright, Priest, talk to me. What do you think about the song?
I was still trying to hear the song, bro, because it was low volume. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. Real low volume. But please let me say something real quick to my man Two-Face. Yo, that song is popping. That's for show. That song right there, with your permission, is going to start off the Listening Room DC on Friday. Because I'm from the projects, and things have changed around here for show. So thanks for repping the projects. I'm rocking with that, Jane. Every other song under that is going to get an honorable mention. This last song, all them songs, man, they like popping, bro. I'm like, thank you for putting on some music I can fuck with tonight, because I just finished cooking dinner. I'm serving food. You got my three-year-old dancing. So I don't know. Maybe we got on a good roll right now, bro. Thank you very much to all the artists tonight, too, here.
All right.
And
all
yes,
right.
That's a go. And yes, that's
a go. All right, he gave it a go. All right, he gave it a go. Let me see what J-Pad has to say about it. All right, J-Pad, what do you think about that last song?
Yeah. I was actually involved in that studio session, so it's definitely a go for me, you know what I'm saying? The show.
I can't take your vote then, brother. I can't take your vote.
But I will say this, bro. I'm not gonna say anything about the record. Thumbs up to the show. I gotta roll out because I got some studio sessions that I gotta knock out and things of that nature and get back to
my thank you, brother.
But,
we appreciate all your time, man.
I appreciate
you coming through and supporting.
Appreciate y'all having me on, yo.
All right, no doubt. J-Pad in the building coming through. Thank you, brother. All right. He was involved with that joint. All right, let me go to 347. 347, you still with me? You wasn't involved with that record, right?
I'm feeling it.
You feeling it? Okay. All right, you feeling it? Okay. All right, got the female vote in the building. Right, we always need that. All right, so she's with us. She's on board. All right, let me see what my man Shorty got to say. Shorty, what do you say?
Hey, yo, I ain't going to lie. I was there that night, too.
see, I can't take your vote either. That's bad.
hey, yo. I tell you, yo, big homie, I told you. We the team. Like, we the team. Yo, J-Pad. Q, they came down from Pittsburgh for that session. You know what I'm saying? They drove down from Pittsburgh to make that session. You know what I'm saying? We did that joint up in One World. And what? See, you know the name of that joint. I never could say the name of it right, but yeah, man. We wrote tight. We wrote thick. You know what I'm saying? So you already know my opinion on this going to be. You might as well move it along, yo.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, please don't tell me that you was involved with the record, too.
I was involved with the record because I'm from the Boogie Down Bronx, you hear me?
Hey, y'all stupid.
Somebody said I'm the only one
that wasn't involved.
Is anybody from the Bronx involved?
So everybody from the Bronx involved. Yo, hey, yo, real talk. Yo, it got real hot in here. You know what I mean? Like, for real, niggas sweating right now. But, yo, on another note, let me tell you something. Yo, I appreciate you, real talk, for riding a slow-ass track like that. It sounds real underground, gritty, you know what I mean? Like,
thank you.
Them joints that I hear, that I used to listen to when hip-hop was dope. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, on the underground station out here in Atlanta, I used to fiend for listening to New York music in Atlanta back in the days. You know what I mean? Because they wasn't playing it on the radio, and they still not playing it like that on the radio out here. So salute to you, my brother, because
thank you.
You went in on that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Oh, that's what it is right there. That's what it is right there. So. All right, so see, like, you know, what do you think about the feedback?
I greatly appreciate the feedback, even if they didn't like it. The whole point was for the person to just hear the message. It's about hearing the vibrations, not about agreeing with it. You can agree, not agree. I really don't care. It's about you hearing the vibration. That's why I'm doing my music. But I appreciate any feedback. I take anything, and I can roll with it and make it positive. So I appreciate any feedback.
All right, that's what's up. All right, you're hearing it straight from the artists themselves today. A lot of artists in the building today. Big shout out to my dude Two Face. Big shout out to J-Pad, just left the building. All right, big shout out to Shorty Shine. Big shout out to C. All right, big shout out to all my area codes that came through today. You see me running super duper overtime today, having a real good time on today's show. If you missed any part of this, make sure you go back and check the archives. Dirty Basement Radio, to see what you missed. See what you missed. Still got about another 20 minutes left in the show. Just want to touch on this Dave Chappelle controversy because, you know, he just had his special. I just released the special about 2 weeks ago. I did have a chance to catch the special. Just want to ask real quick, everybody, did y'all have a chance to see the latest Dave Chappelle special?
No.
Yes. I didn't get a chance to see it. I saw the clip. I saw what supposedly controversial, and
So
I saw the clip, but I don't know, right? Because here's the funny part. Here's the funny part. Here's the funny part. You got a whole collection of people who is saying that they'll cancel somebody for expressing their thoughts. Like, how far does that go? Like, we as individuals accept that? How far does this cancel culture go?
Well, you know, I had started to speak of that a little bit earlier in the, you know, early in the show when I was talking about the Meek Mill album cover. And, you know, it definitely seems to me that the whole cancel culture thing does have a large racial component because you see who it's always aimed at. You know what I'm saying? You see the type of artist, mm-hmm. and you see who it's always aimed at, whether it's R. Kelly or Bill Cosby. Now, it seems like they had their one sacrificial lamb with a Harvey Weinstein, all right? But the people that they choose to go after, you know, always seem to be black and they always seem to be male, and that's a fact. You know what I mean?
Well, I think even going after Marshall Mathers, like I don't think it's not a racial manner. It's a manner of freedom of speech. Like it's a manner of
truth.
Right. Like exactly. If people are like constricting the imagination and they're replacing it with reality TV and so they're like pulling out life and then replacing it with like a assimilation of life, right? So how can you aim to attack an artist at any way, shape, form, or fashion? Like how do you attack what somebody says, okay, this is what's on my mind, and then there's like a million people that agree. And then you say, no, you can't say that, this, that, and third. But then on the same foot say, I have the freedom of speech to say this, that, and third. But what about my freedom of speech? So
okay.
That's why I'm saying it seems to be about control.
Well, all right. Well,
yeah,
a couple
like,
of things.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Right. Right, exactly. Do as I say, not as I do. See, I get rich. I control this. I control that. You do what the fuck I tell you to do. You stay confused. You stay over there. You do this, that, and the third. That's basically like exactly what the sister said. Is you do what I say. You don't do what I do. That's okay. How I see it, because it's like it's funny, right? Because if we look back, this attack has been coming for a long time. Like, this attack has been coming from when they started taking art out of school in elementary. Like, that's how, like, when you really think about it, this attack has been coming for a while, and it's just been inching and inching and inching its way to the point where they can tell you now, well, we the people say you can't say this, that, and the third. But who the hell are you to say that to me? If you don't like what I'm saying,
like,
don't listen. It's that simple.
Pearl Harbor, they just said we bombed Japan when they did so much destruction to Pearl Harbor. The government is not going to reveal the wrongs that they do. Us as minorities, they always going to shut us down. Because in reality, they know we are more intelligent than they are. And if we come together as one, our voice will be heard and destroy everything.
I feel what you're saying. You're coming. Can you hear me?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Right. I feel where you're coming from, sister, and I feel you. Yet we have to get into the mentality of that the only reason why we lose is because we play their game. Quite simple. And the first rule of their game is, if you play our game, you will lose. So we have to do what we are supposed to do in terms of what we see as right and wrong, not necessarily correct and incorrect. Because it's not always about me talking and protesting, because we've done that for more than 50 years and it got us absolutely zero. And they're real petty with the things that they do. There's only one thing that this government respects, and there's only one thing the secret government respects, and that's called free will and accountability. They don't touch free will. They're doing what they're doing because we allow it, point blank.
True that indeed. And that's why they keep on playing us like a chessboard.
Yes, that's why I don't play chess. I play Go.
Okay, all right. I would definitely get a lot of expression, allowing folks their freedom of speech, as it were, here on Dirty Basement Radio. Got about another 15 minutes left in the show. Now, in relation to, you know, some of the things that people have to say, you know, I definitely feel where, you know, some of you guys are coming from, but here in the United States of America, you know, in Western society as a whole, there is always a racial component to everything, whether we want to try to downplay it or deny it or not. There's always a racial component to these things, and, you know, you could largely see it. Freedom of speech itself, you know, I think people misunderstand the whole concept of it. It's actually a admonishment on that same federal government that we were just, you know, railing about. It's them imposing an imposition on you. All right. Now, of course, you know, people could always say, well, I got the right to say what I want to say. Of course you do. All right. But there's no right to, you know, be free from any consequences or repercussions that may come from what you may say. And I think people think that, you know, there's some kind of shield around them. You know, I always say all the time, you know, I told Priest the other day, I said, you know, there's no freedom of speech in my house. All right. In my house, there's no freedom of speech. All right. If I don't like the shit you say, all right, I go into Martin mode and I'd be like, get out. All right. Your freedom of speech kind of sort of ends when you enter my house, all right? That's just like a warning. That's a warning for y'all. Your freedom of speech enters at my doorstep, okay? I don't know how y'all going to feel about that. But when you enter my house, you just don't get to say whatever you want to say. And the thing about it, you know, to bring it back to Dave Chappelle and people wanting to cancel, you know, you're on somebody else's platform. You know, I liken it to being in their house. All right, you're in their house, you're on their platform. Now, Dave Chappelle as an artist, or any one of these artists that have had these problems on these platforms of people coming along, I don't like what you say, I want to cancel you because of what you say, I don't like what you did, so and so and such and such. All right, now, you're subject to the whims of the platform. You know, it's like being an employee. So if the platform feels a certain kind of pressure, they may cave to it. Now, in Netflix's case, you know, as it stands right now, they didn't change to it. They'd be like, nah, we're not taking Dave off. We're keeping the show on, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, y'all be mad. All right, we understand. You got a right to be mad, just like you got a right to express himself and say what he want to say on our platform, all right? But if the platform goes left and the platform decides to say, well, you know what? You know what I'm saying? The public pressure is too much. It's, you know, negative publicity. You know, you're bringing down our stock. All right, we're going to have to cut you loose, Dave. We're going to have to cut you loose. All right? Now, the reason why these cats go to these platforms in the first place, because they're the star. Understand, they're the star. All right? We want to see them. All right? Whether it's a singer or whatever, in his case, a comedian, that's who you're going to see. All right? That's who you're a fan of. So whether it's on Netflix or any other type of platform, you're going to go see it. You're going to go check it. If Dave Chappelle say, okay, my next joint is going to be on DaveChappelle.com and it's $5.99, you're going to go to DaveChappelle.com. You're going to pay $5.99. All right, instead of going to Netflix and I don't know what they're charging, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. All right, but some of y'all might know. You might be paying $12.99 for Netflix. All right, but they ain't got Dave Chappelle, and that's why you got Netflix in the first place. So now you're going to go to DaveChappelle.com, and you're going to pay $5.99 instead. All right, so the fan is going to follow the person that they're a fan of. But if you're on this person's platform, you kind of got to deal with that, and that's where I think we really kind of fall short. All right, because the opportunities, you know, the technology, digital technology, internet technology gives you the opportunity to reach your audience exactly wherever they are, you know what I'm saying, whether they're at home or whether they're mobile. So, you know, they really got to start thinking like this. I've had this conversation with a few, you know what I'm saying, old school kind of artists, you know, giving them an idea on how they could, you know, monetize their brand. You already had hits. You already got a fan base. You know what I'm saying? If you move right, then, you know what I'm saying, ain't no reason why you can't have your bread coming in. But this is the kind of mindset that we really got to start getting in. Say, okay, well, I understand you want to be on Netflix, you can consider that, or whether it's YouTube or anybody else, because they're a large platform, all right? And you figure, well, that's where all the eyeballs are. Plus, they're cutting me a big-ass check. I'm going to do these five specials. They're going to give me $20 million. Yeah, I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? But understand, even for $20 million at that point, you know, you become – a very high-paid employee. Now, let me go Two-Face. You got any thoughts on this? Preach, you got any thoughts on this?
Well, I got a bunch of thoughts on it, man, because I said, you there with me?
Yep, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, check what happened. See, Dave had the right approach, right? Dave went to them and said, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you this right here. You're going to give me this, and that's going to be the end of the day.
Hello,
we're going to start some controversy. Huh?
Hello?
Are we there?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I'm saying, so Dave took the deal to them. He said, I'm going to do this. You're going to give me this check, and now we're going to cause some controversy, and we're going to have resales of this product for the next 20 years. Watch what happens. So they put the joke on them, and it worked perfectly fine. Business
okay.
Strategy. I love the way Dave did
perfect.
That. Okay.
Perfect business strategy. All right. All right. Now, the last thing that I want to say about it is this, all right? There's no community, there's no group of people, all right, that is above being made fun of in a stand-up comedy. Now, if you watch the special, if you do watch the special, when you watch the special, just like any other comedian, Dave makes fun of everybody. And some of the things that he said, you know, some of the things he said was a little bit, might have been a little bit too real, but you know, some of the stuff that he said, he made fun of just about everybody, you know what I'm saying? Whether it was, you know, Martin Luther King talking about, you know, LGBT, you had to watch it for yourself. But, you know, he made fun of everybody. And, of course, you know, the word nigger was all over the place. So no other group of people, you know, came and said, well, we got a problem with what he said about this, we got a problem about that. But you got one particular segment of society, the LGBTQ segment of society, that says, well, we don't like what you said, and because of that, so-and-so and such and such. Now, when you watch the special, the thing you're going to pick up on, at least I did, is that you're going to see, all right, because the camera, I don't know if this was a setup or not, but it was, like, perfect. Because, you know, we see he's in a segment and we're talking about, you know, LGBTQ, and, you know, he says a particular joke, and the camera pans to these two particular people in the audience, and if they are not you know, straight out of Hollywood casting lesbians, then I don't know. But they're sitting, and the camera goes right to them, and they're sitting there with the most dead face, like, we don't find you funny at all, Dave. But you're gonna have to see it, because it's like it was a little bit too perfect with the timing of the camera going right to them. But maybe I'm exaggerating a bit, but that's definitely, you know, what it what it seemed to me. But there's no community that's above being, you know, made fun of. You know, everybody gets made fun of. You do stupid shit, we think shit is funny, we're gonna talk about it. And that's part of the larger problem that, you know, I have with it. You know, that one group of people think that they can say, well, you can't make fun of us. Am I wrong, Shorty?
No, you're not, because by law, right, even as a celebrity, by law, once you reach a certain statute, once you hit a certain plateau, people can make fun of you and score satire. And that's by law. Like, you can't say, that's like, how you say, Larry Flint, and what's the dude who tried to sue Larry Flint? He had that whole story about how he was fucking his moms or some silly shit like that, but it was satire. And the dude tried to sue him, but he couldn't, because once you reach a certain level, you become, how you say, fool for the public. And I would say by this time, once you get you a flag, you fool for the public. I mean, how much more do you want? Do you want an island? Like, and I'm not opposed. I'm not no slaveholder. Anybody could be whatever the fuck they want to be, whatever. I'm not no slaveholder. But at the end of the day, what more do you want? Now you're saying people can't make fun of you? What the fuck is you talking about? Now the whole world has to placate to your feelings, and not placate to you logically, but placate to your feelings? Get the fuck out of here. This earth, nobody placates to nobody's feelings.
I disagree with you, brother. I mean, that's a big part of the problem, but I'm running out of time. I don't have time for that rant right now. We have to save that for another show. A big part of the problem is, people do too much feeling. Everything is about feeling. They do too much feeling and not enough thinking.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You want me to placate to you emotionally and not logically. That's what I'm saying. That's my thing. You want me to placate to you emotionally. You trying to tell me I can't tell jokes? What the fuck are you not beyond life? What do you do? That's what I'm saying. What more do you want? You cannot go beyond what we do as humans. You can't do that. Grow some wings.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Only got they're giving me the sign right now. They'd be like, enough is enough. It's time for you to get on out the door. So we're going to have to get ready to skedaddle. But it's been a fantastic show. Shorty, thank you so much. Everybody, my man Two-Face, thank you so much. Priest, J-Pad, my man C for coming through. Everybody that tuned into the show, thank you. Tanae in the Bronx, thank you so much, Mama, for coming through and hanging out with us. Please don't be a stranger to the show. Come back through anytime. We definitely want to hear from you again.
Definitely. Much love.
All right, that's what's up. All right, got to get on out the door. We're going to close it down with a brand new joint coming from my man Two-Face. You know what's the banger right there? Life Done Changed. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Peace.
Arms.
Yeah, that's it.
What you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed.
The money and the fame went straight to his brain. Brothers ain't the same, so they calling him a lame. How you switching up his game? Now you flying in that lane. When you thought it was a plane, then your eyes start to strain. Cause you can't believe it's me, and they let me in the game. Two-Face what? Kanye who?
From the east to the west, I ain't playing the fool. When I got it off my chest, hey, things still cool. So improved, like I'ma always drop them jewels. I ain't breaking no rules, you can't refuse the news. Good music won't lose, yeah, I got the juice. When they all in cahoots, I'm a living proof. Pull it right from the root, tear it off the roof. When the boys won't shoot, you can lose it too. They some gangsta spitting all in that booth. I just leave it for the killers and them army troops. This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It's starting in the hood. My life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood. My life done changed.
Every day gotta eat, strong off the leash. Niggas stop hating, say I'm taking all the beats. Rain with the clouds, high off the leash. 8 times the future, who the girl wanna meet? So much money, she don't care when I cheat. I'm the Bronx, KRS, call me the teacher when I speak. When they say original, them niggas talking about me. I'm the best kept secret when I'm flying OT. A nigga smoking on the best and I ain't never gon' sleep. Made it out the hood, thought I would never say peace. 5'11 nigga, look at HT. NBA ball is too short to face me. 2 seasons that are popping and I'm riding to the teeth. Call it what you wanted, I call it a masterpiece. I'm talking about lyrics and classics without the beat. You know the track of the year is on repeat.
This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood. My life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood. My life done changed.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.